live on Blog Talk Radio. The Candid Frank Live Show.
Candid Frank Live.
With
about half of y'all motherfuckers on the hill.
John the Argo Boat Logo Granger.
Candid Frank Live.
Christopher Lion's Den Jones. Mike, the CFL is the best football in the world, Townsend. Kelly, Rough Rider Daddy Bale. Manasseh, Blog Talk Radio Show, Geber Medine. And Bruce, Hamilton Tiger Cat, 13th Man, John Inch. Hey, how's it going today? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see now. Where's John's phone number? Let's see if we can get that in there. Or maybe I should do this first. Let's see if this works. I'm not sure, but I can't wait to find out. I mean, tomorrow's the big day, no? Tomorrow's when we start the season. Wow. So much fun. I started watching a couple of the rehearsals, and was watching Edmonton, and in earnest, I was watching Edmonton, and actually my living room, not in earnest, but anyway, I was watching it, and I cared a lot about what was going on, and that's John Granger's phone.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, okay, he answered the phone. There he is. Okay, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Thanks very much.
What, 60 now?
Yep. If you say so.
I don't think so. Really, you're only 29, right?
That's right.
And Margaret's 18.
It's all in the heart, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I had one, I could tell you how it felt, but unfortunately, they borrowed mine. I'm heartless. Hey, Mike, how's it going, buddy?
I'm all right, Frank. How you doing, bro?
You're not all right. You're broke down, man. And I don't mean it emotionally.
Yeah,
I mean mechanically speaking.
I know, man. It's just been a horrible day today, but it's all right. It'll be better tomorrow.
Yeah, every day gets better. Okay, I don't think this time we'll... I'm pretty sure Kelly will answer the phone, so I'll call Kelly now.
Hey, what's up, John? Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, thanks very much, Mike. And, Mike, the way you got to look at it is God wanted you off the road for a reason, so... You know, everything happens.
That's the way I always look at it, too.
Yeah. And every negative, there is a positive. You just got to look hard, that's all.
John, you don't know how right you are. You don't know how right you are. Ask Mike what he saw yesterday.
What'd you see yesterday, Mike?
Man, it's a big old rollover accident, man.
You see? Yeah, it's never good. You know, you see the horrors of everyday road crap. You know, and that's pretty hard on a person's emotion. But anyway, speaking of emotion, woo! CFL!
You're going to get back, baby.
Boys. Baby, yes, sir.
I'm excited. It's the real thing, you know. And where's all that fear with the strike and stuff? Have no fear.
These boys
want to play. They want to play. And we're going to play.
Oh, yeah.
So who else we got tonight, Frank?
Well, right now on the dial and ready to add their 2 cents, we have, of course, yourself, John Granger, and, of course, Mike Townsend, as originally introduced. And, Mike, this is probably the earliest he's been on, probably because he's broke down. And speaking of breaking down, every day this guy breaks down for his kid, Davey. How's it going, Kelly?
Very good. Yeah, how about you guys?
Good, Kelly.
What's up,
good. Missed you out in Winnipeg,
great.
Kelly.
Yeah, it's a great night here in Saskatchewan. Davey and I got our first dip in the pool today, and yeah, clear skies tonight, and you know, that's a rarity around here this spring, I would call it, because it hasn't even been a summer.
Yeah, let's not talk about the weather. And T.O., it's pretty nasty outside. It's coming
okay.
down in buckets. Buckets.
Yeah,
I mean, buckets. So good for
not
you.
Not here,
good
though. Mississauga's cool. We dodged the bullet.
Really? No, we
yeah.
were getting a downpour. Yeah, I'm getting a downpour for the last hour or so. Like, it's nonstop.
Boy.
But it is what it is. No rain in Winnipeg, I hear, so that's a good sign. Anybody else hear anything different? How about you, Kelly?
No. No,
all right.
It's clear forecast for tomorrow.
Sounds like a perfect night for an Argo win. Double digits. Double digits.
Yeah, I believe that will happen.
I think it's going to be double digits, boys. I have the strong feeling, and sorry, Derek.
You don't really think Winnipeg's going to win by that much, do you?
Whoa, okay, you're cut off the line, Frank. That's it. No more wine for you.
I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. Now, the Argos should, I don't know about the double digits, but I'm pretty safe and secure in the knowledge that it's early enough in the season that the Argos have the edge, that they have more experience playing together than our friends in Winnipeg.
Well, experience at quarterback. I mean, they got a weak front line. The Canadian content is a little bit shaky on Winnipeg. And I think Ricky Ray knows he's got to be the game winner the whole entire season. Well, not the entire season. I'm going to say the first 6 months until the defense get their thing together. And I think the defense are going to come out probably better this game, maybe because the Winnipeg offense is not that great, but more so because, you know, these guys are still fighting for their jobs.
Thank you.
Oh, we missed somebody there? Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. I'll just.
So yeah, I'm looking at double digits, Frank. I'm looking at Ricky Ray balling it out. He's going to use steel wherever he can, and you know, everybody's coming out, and it's a great place to start the season. It feels and looks like a proper, you know, football atmosphere. You know, Bomber fans are great, great loyal fans. I wish them well, but not on Thursday. And Derek Christopher, he's going to lose his wager. He's going to have to post. This is a gentleman who's a, you know, you're one of, comes on the show as a Winnipeg representative, and he represents the Bomber Nation, I guess, out there. And great guy. And I just feel bad for him on Thursday night. Sorry, Derek. Too bad.
Yeah, me too.
So bad.
Me too.
Yeah,
I throw the sympathy towel at them at him as well.
I know. Yeah, it's too bad they had to start against the Argos, you know. It would have been better for them, maybe, perhaps Ottawa or
Saskatchewan.
Edmonton. No, oh, ouch. Ouch, Frank, already. Ouch, we're not even there yet. Oh, my God. You know, if you want to get on that bandwagon of knocking down the Riders,
I'm
going to go on.
Oh, no, I'm not knocking them down. But
well,
you have to.
You know what?
I think that the Winnipeg fans would love to start against Saskatchewan.
Yes.
You know, the blood really starts to flow. What a way to come back into the season. But I guess they're saving that for a later date.
Frank? Bomber fans out there just can't wait to play. If they had their choice, they'd like to play Saskatchewan every game. You know,
exactly.
This is the kind of hate. They got such a big hate against
the
each
rivalry?
Other. You know, the jealousy over stadiums now. Bomber fans are not happy with theirs, believe it or not, because they saw what the Rider stadium's going to look like, and believe it or not, every fan I asked, oh, yeah, but, you know, our stadium is good, but Saskatchewan's going to even be better. What? Are you nuts? I mean, this is how bad and deep it is there. So it would have been a good start. I think you're right. I think if they're going to start off, I suggested this about a few months ago where I thought perhaps the CFL would kind of wake up and smell the coffee and play the season openers like they do the Labor Day games, you know, the rivalries, right off the bat, you know, get everything going, get the attention, get the fan bases right into it, you know, a pre-miniature banjo bowl, if you want to call it, but a season opener, and, you know, I think that would have been, whatever, scheduling and the new stadium's not being built on time, you know, we're in a position where we are. So, yeah. What do you think, Kelly?
Let me welcome Kelly to the program. All jokes aside, How's Davey doing?
He's doing really good. He's going to be heading to bed here in about 5-10 minutes. We had a little bit of a late one the other night when he wasn't, up to going to bed. Sometimes he has a nap in the afternoon, so makes it a little bit different for his schedule if he naps at Grandma and Grandpa's. But
he's a little tight. He needs his nap time.
No, we got him off the naps, Frank. He's got so much energy. Just, you know, if you take him for a nap in the afternoon, he's up till 10 p.m. So, yeah. So,
The more you describe Davey, the more I begin to believe that he should be an Argo fan.
Yeah, he
I don't know what that meant, but, oh, okay. I don't know. Dry sense of humor sometimes. Sorry, Kelly.
How about you, Mike? Kelly, go ahead.
Oh, just that he took to the Argos last season when we were watching a game against the Riders, and, I asked him my typical question, okay, Davey, who's your favorite team? Fully expecting him to say the Riders or whatever, and he says, Argo.
Nice.
See what I mean?
Then calling him an Argo fan.
You think what I say is groundless?
What's that?
No, I mean, nobody should think that what I'm saying is groundless.
No, exactly.
Davey has an inner Argo that most people can't help.
For sure. I also have a buddy that lives in the GTA, and he's definitely influenced Davey a little bit as far as his fandom.
Well, you know, being an Argo fan is very important, and the reason it's so important is that it carries a lot of cachet around the world. I mean, they made a movie about the Canadian hero, and it was called Argo. I mean, what do you expect? Any movie about a hero has got to be called Argo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a nice touch. We'll go with that. We'll go with that. I'm not going to say nothing. We'll go with that.
They also made a movie called Easy Rider.
There you go. Well...
Yeah, well,
I'm not touching that one. I got about four
me
neither. Right now, but I got to wait till midnight. And up the age group up a bit.
Yeah, that was going to say, you got to go back a few decades on that one.
There you
sure.
go.
Okay, Mike, what's going on? What's your deal with for tomorrow night? How many points do you think the Argos are going to win by tomorrow night, Mike? Come on, lay it down. Say it for
14.
Real. 14? Yeah, I like your numbers. I like your numbers.
I say 11, maybe 9. 9 to 11.
The score might be like 21-35 or something like that.
Yeah. I like your numbers. I like the fact that Toronto went in there and played pretty decent, with their backups and all the guys they brought up to try out. And the fact that they get to open up again there just kind of gives the leverage more so than normally, than it usually would towards Toronto. I just think it's kind of a good feel. I think the Blue Bombers, opening up at home, they're going to be jacked. Their fan base is going to be jacked. They're a noisy crowd. But I just think Ricky Ray, he wants to show everybody that he's ready to go. And Chad Owens, I mean, Frank, you've seen him at practice. He is sharp. He is sharp. He is, I don't know how this guy looks faster every year, okay? I just hope they give him the ball enough times. Let's see what happens. I'm expecting.
Let's hope that he doesn't get banged up.
Well, that's true. They're gonna, I don't know if they're gonna be after him as look. There's a lot of gelling gonna have to happen in the first four games with a few teams. Okay, Toronto, BC, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Ottawa, Hamilton.
All nine,
I guess. I suppose. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I can't think at the top of my head anybody who hasn't had major changes. Even Montreal, QB position there. You're right.
Montreal's not looking good at all. They're a team that's disappointing me early. Now, I don't know whether that's because the Red Blacks are so good, but...
Frank,
has had the fewest changes. But there's still many
the quarterback
changes
situation,
in D.C.
Man, Trey Smith looked horrible in his preseason games.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Troy Smith's going to get it together. I think you guys with Tom Higgins as the coach, I like this guy. I've always liked him. I think he's going to get Montreal together on time. We're not talking about an American coming up. Sorry, Mike, I don't mean that in a negative way, but we're not talking about American rookie coach in the CFL.
Like
last year, blowing the whistles and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think Tom's going to get the thing together. You know, like I said, preseason sometimes that's all it really is. It's a showcase when there's a lot of changes going on. You want to try out different players. I think Hamilton was doing the same thing there. Even though they're hurting a lot, Hamilton's got a lot of injuries that for, I don't know, it's going to be, I thought they can go into Saskatchewan and take Saskatchewan. But now with the injuries they got, it's going to be a tough game for them. I think Colorado's could have pulled it off, but they're going to have to heal and get their thing together. They got a lot of guys that I think Bruce John Ince will agree with me are going to be a few empty holes there to fill. I think is it on Sunday they play the Riders? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Funny you say holes, John, because that's exactly what I'm thinking. Is their O line porous at best right now, and Saskatchewan's D line is stacked. I mean, you got Tay George, Ricky Foley, and John Chick coming at young Zach Galaros. I mean, you might be looking at Mazzoli in week two.
Oh,
who by the way was extended today? I just wanted to mention that because Bruce can't be with us. He's at the Jays game, so
that's right.
Be a little bit of a Tiger Cat guy tonight for him.
Oh, okay.
About Hamilton is they're not going to surprise anybody this year, just like Saskatchewan won't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Just
yeah. 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 I don't know. I think I can't judge Hamilton yet until I see them fresh. And they're not fresh. I don't know if any team is really healthy to start. A lot of people got banged up. They're not, you know, saying everything. But everybody's hurt every week. But more so when they announce that, you know, there's a bigger problem. And Hamilton has announced a lot of injuries that I think are going to cause him too many problems
in total.
On Sunday. How many?
Yeah, four guys on the six-game list and 10 guys on the one-game list.
Wow.
Yeah, so there'll be some of the one-gamers coming off, but... one guy that won't be, we know for sure now, is Andy Fantuz. He will not be playing on Sunday.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a big L for Hamilton. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And you know what? And this is where they're going to miss Dave Stala, right here, when Andy Fantuz is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Even though they've got Jaguar.
Yeah,
hey, man, I really have Stala. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
For sure.
Jaguar, well, in the game against us where the Argos cheered too loud, Argo fans, Jaguar looked pretty good.
Yeah. He's a veteran. The
thing about it is, you know, Fantuz take another looking like that, man. He might be done. You know what I'm saying? These concussions like that. I mean, you know, there's nothing to play with. So, you know, when he comes back, man, he's going to be really careful that he don't take a good lick. That's all it might take.
Some guys come back a game later, Mike. Some guys don't come back for 6-7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Can we agree can we agree that concussions have been elevated themselves to be the most troubling injury? We've seen guys like Rob Bagg come back from three knee surgeries. It used to be if you get a knee injury, you're done. But these arthroscopic surgeons have really upped their game, and you know, these guys can play after a catastrophic injury to one of their limbs. But if you get a head injury, this has become the number one concern for coaches and GMs, I believe.
Well, it's
even
the liability.
So
yeah, it's the liability that's the bigger picture here. It's, you know, a player will sacrifice, you know, maybe walking with a crutch or a cane just to keep on playing, but he can't do nothing when he can't talk to his wife or his kids and stuff because he's got, mental disabilities or whatever. So I think the liability factor is a big one there. And, yeah, it's sad, but, you know, this is the game. It's getting tougher. It's getting faster. But then again, you know, the training is different than it was 30 years ago. It's mm-hmm. your and the monitoring is there too. I think the reason why we see concussions being a problem is because just for the fact that they're being recorded. Back in the old days, it was like, shake it off. Here's some smelling salts.
That's right.
Get back on there. Be a man. Get out there. And if you don't,
that's right.
So
absolutely.
I think the mentality has changed over the decades, and for that reason, Kelly, I 100% agree. But more so because they're actually recording it now. You know, they're documenting mm-hmm. these things, and you know, there's no insurance policy that will pick up a team if they keep putting a player out there that's getting concussion. Even if he wants to come out and be cleared, really, what team wants to pick up a guy with that kind of a liability? You could see at the end of the tunnel that what happens with these players, and Hamilton's had a few of them, big names that had to, you know, walk away from the game because you know, their ownership said, okay, go ahead, we're going to give you another shot. Boom, and they're gone. You know, they end up being playing for the Olympic team as bobsledders or whatever they were.
You know, a person who isn't very nice and is a pessimist when it comes to business and the business of owners and such. But, you know, the biggest reason why concussions are an issue right now is because the insurance companies have upped the cost for teams in all the leagues to pay. And they have to do something to appease the insurance companies into believing that they're doing something, you know, about these injuries. You know, the seatbelt law didn't come in Canada. I don't know what it's like in the U.S., Mike, but it didn't come in Canada because the government was worried about saving lives. That's a load of hooey. The reason was the insurance companies demanded that the government do it.
Right.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I think, guys, it's I think it's bigger than insurance. I think it's the image, you know. I think if the league is smart, they don't want an image that makes them look like as if they're forcing people to end their careers, maybe cripple them.
What, John, you don't think we should go back to the Roman Colosseum thinking?
No,
just
I don't think so.
Just feed the Christians to the lions, and don't worry about ethnic background because the Christians aren't the only ones that have to go to the lions.
Okay, we're going way too religious now.
No, I didn't mean it in a religious context. No.
Yeah, but you mentioned Roman, and that's going in a direction. Your labeling,
yeah.
I mean, your naming. So
no, well, you know, the Colosseum, when they shipped people into the Colosseum, they didn't care whether the people left healthy or not, right?
Well, yeah.
That's right.
So,
no,
let's wish them all health. Let's wish them all health.
The league's trying to do its best. The players are expecting the best. And, you know, I'm sure we'll find out that there have been some changes due to concussions, due to contact and practice. All those wonderful things that they were negotiating. I mean, I don't know. Has anybody looked at the agreement? I know it was available.
No, I haven't.
No. You know, I'm just so happy that they're playing. I'm sure their lawyers took care of that. You know,
there you go.
It was an anticlimax for me. I mean, I was just so glad that the deal was done on the day. And, you know, that was a bit anticlimactic. I couldn't bring myself to search it out.
I was on cloud nine because I didn't have to finish the signs.
I also knew that the players kind of got hooped, so I wasn't, you know, I'm not a guy that'll sit around and watch a car accident and the fallout, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened here.
I agree with John where the priority is that the games are going on, and let's get back to the games. We talked about Winnipeg and, of course, the Argos, which, you know, is the key game this week because the Argos are in it. I'm kidding.
Well, hey, listen.
Toronto-centric.
It's big for Winnipeg, guys. It's huge for Winnipeg. I think if Drew Willey doesn't do something on the field to impress, then again, they got to give this guy some time. I know Bomber fans don't want to hear that. You know, patience is not something that a team wants to hear after, I think, 30 years of not having a contender. You know, it's been, or not 30, is it 1990, I think it was?
Oh, they made it to the Grey Cup, John, a couple of years ago.
Oh, winning it is one thing. Making it is another, you know.
Well, making it means you're competitive, anyway.
No, yeah, but nobody remembers making it. I don't, you know, with us Frank, we're fortunate because when the Argos make it, they win it. So
yeah, we don't waste,
but
Argos don't waste any time.
No, but
we're not here.
You know,
to,
I don't. I don't
come in second.
But yeah, because I don't remember making the big Eastern Finals. Let's put it this way: I forget them really fast, even the ones that we won.
And which Eastern Final?
And I like to forget '97 when the Argos kicked the crap out of the Riders.
listen, that was I was fortunate enough. Yeah, I went to the back-to-back in Hamilton and then to Edmonton, and it with Doug Flutie,
right.
And it was unbelievable. I'll never forget that moment. I knew it was one of those incidents that's not going to happen ever again in a very long time when you win back-to-back. And to win it, for me to be in a Grey Cup in Hamilton, you know, and win that one, wow, that was sweet.
Yeah,
Then, you know. Guys, I'm not even getting into the story, what happened at that game at the Grey Cup and me and
what,
my buddy
the 4 feet
Jeff.
Snow?
No, okay, now you're going to make me talk about it. We're waiting to get in, okay? Game time, game day, Grey Cup, we're waiting to get in. You know, if you've been to Edmonton, you're waiting outside, you got these humongous garage doors that open up, right? And steel doors. And we're all waiting in like sardines, you know, we're all packed in and we're surrounded, okay, by enemy territory, everybody. And I guess, you know, we're dressed up. We're the only two guys dressed up in Argo garb. And I went Western style, cowboy hat, Argo logos and all that stuff. But we got picked out. And you know that synchronized swimming when you have a bird's eye view and you see all the legs flopping into the center, you know, the women swimming, whatever. This is what happened. Some guy noticed us, started saying Argos suck. Well, it started turning into a chant that was going on for about 10 minutes. Okay, and they're all pointing their hands towards us, you know, with their hand gestures, as they say, Argo sucks. So if you look at bird's eye view, it looks like a rose opening up, closing up, and we're in the middle. And I told my friend Jeff, I said, give me a little boost. And he goes, don't say it, John, because I told him what I was going to say. And he goes, don't do it. This is not we haven't even got in yet. We're going to get kicked out, right? We're going to get fight. I go, just do it. I took a little bit of liquid courage with the wineskin. Oh, I didn't say that, did I? Yeah, I did. And I told him, I said, Give me a knee, Jeff. So we kind of pushed our way, elbowed our way. He gave me a knee, and I got up on his shoulder-ish, kind of higher than everybody else. And they saw me now. They're more aggressive, louder, and, you know, spits flying, I guess, or whatever, because, you know, it's cold, guys. It was cold. And parkas and everything, and now the hands are flying, and they're all saying Argo suck, and I waved back, and I said, you're women. And Argo suck. You're women. Argo suck. By the time I said it the third time, remember, this was going on for 15, 20 minutes. You know, we had another hour to wait to get in, right? So everybody's keeping warm by doing the chant. By the third time I said, you're women, guys, crickets, chirping, nothing, just dead, because the women were cracking up. They thought it was like, and now they realize that they were helping my chant. They were saying, Argo suck, you're women, Argo suck. I'm sorry, Frank, it's not obscene or nothing, but I got to tell you, the genuine comeback of all comebacks for that chant was born. And I used it in Hamilton Labor Day games. Guess what? Works like a gem. The TICAF female crowd laughs. The guys stop screaming because they realize they're helping my chant. Okay? Because they're screaming, Argo suck, and I throw in, and the silent part, you're women, and it, you know, picks up. So that was a memorable Grey Cup for that reason. And, of course, for the fact that CTV picked me up, me and Jeff, in the end zone, the only people sitting in the end zone, Argo fans, and I got a little clip of it somewhere on VHS. You know what VHS is, guys, don't you? You know, Frank. Me and you know what VHS is. Anyway,
very historic sports.
I still got the tape somewhere because my wife taped it. She was in Toronto, and, CTV picked us up out of the crowd, and they came towards us, did a little interview. And it was memorable because, you know, they throw those Grey Cup yellow balls. Well, it was Bell. It was the advertiser. And they threw the yellow balls in the crowd, and boom, guess who caught one? Bam! I did. Out of all the enemy fans around me. So that didn't go too well, you know. And then, you know, Frank, how I can be a very happy guy at a football game and other people who, yeah. Other people who wish that I wasn't winning, who are passionate opposition fans, you know, it's just salt in their wound. But I'm sorry. I paid my ticket, and I want to enjoy my moment. I would expect them to enjoy their moment if they're winning and be boisterous. So it was fun, guys. And I haven't seen anybody kind of do it since. Can you guys remember a team who's done it back-to-back? in the last, what, two decades?
I think you have to almost go all the way back to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Yeah, before that. Yeah. I think so.
I don't know. Did Calgary do it back to back? Yeah, they did, actually.
They
what did
for
they sure.
Do it?
I think it was 92-93.
Okay, just before the okay, but not since the 96-97 Argos. No one's done that.
I think they did it twice. Once with Doug Flutie and once with Jeff Garcia back to back.
Really, eh? Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that's hard to do, almost impossible. So we got another thing going right now, guys, with the Grey Cup. I don't want to get into it, but it's the fact that who thinks it's going to be? I think you guys talked about it last show. What if BC wins this? It's going to have to be without Lulee, by the way. From what everybody's saying and from what I'm hearing and reading, he's not coming back. So
yeah,
Mike, I think you were the one who said it. You're a man. He's going to be the leader of the show probably the first six games of the season. Then again, you know, I really like the guy. I think he's going to do pretty well in BC. Is Mike still here?
Of course he will. John, yeah, he's there. You have to take a breath, John, for Mike to be present. He waits a long time before he says something. He wants to make sure nobody's talking.
No, I'm talking about Kevin Glenn as man.
Glenn is a great quarterback. I mean, we all know that. He's, what, 30-8 in his last 38 games,
yep.
You know, as a starter. I mean, the guy wins. I mean, okay, so, you know, you can't blame him for not winning the Grey Cup, in the 100th Grey Cup. He was up against the Argos. The odds of beating the Argos in the Grey Cup are slim. It don't matter how they
slim
get there.
Slim
you know,
to none,
what?
I say slim to none, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he can't be blamed for 2007 because he didn't play. He was injured in the East Final.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
but he is
and
another
this guy's
year
fired
older.
Up. Yeah,
well,
but, you know, if they can keep him clean, you know, if he doesn't have to, you know, give his wife his jersey to clean the grass stains off it or the, you know, the AstroTurf stains off his jersey, he'll be fine. He's motivated.
Yeah,
he's got something going for him. He's got something going for him that not many people can get as angry as he is justifiably. With life
well,
in general, let's not just blame the Red Blacks.
He has a lot on his shoulders, man. He want to get that off, and you know, I know Kevin Glenn wishing that the Red Blacks would probably be like the first or second game of the season so he can go ahead and torch them. But you know, being a quarterback that he is, never says anything, goes out there and be professional on or off the field. I mean, that was a great pickup for Wally Bonner. Wally Bonner wants to see Kevin Glenn get a ring. And that's one signing that I approve of Wally Bonner.
And, Mike, you know what makes him such a great guy, too, is with all that happened to him in Ottawa, he never said a word. There were only reports of what he said. He never personally whined publicly. Yeah, he had a right to say, trade me. You know, but he didn't go around saying, he didn't whine, he didn't cry in his beer. You know, he didn't go around going, woe is me. He just said, get me the heck out of here. You don't want me? I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a guy he looks like a guy that doesn't have time to really do any of that stuff. I mean, he's got businesses. He's got a young family. You know, I agree, Frank. He's been, you know, nothing but classy ever since he stepped foot in Canada.
And I don't think Ottawa did anything wrong either. You know, it's just one of those situations where they bring in a guy, and for whatever purpose or reason, you know, they promoted him as the number one, which they couldn't help but do because they didn't know that Burris was going to spring loose or come to them.
Right. They have a business to run. Yeah,
right.
They have a business to run.
It's a business because if Burris wouldn't have been a free agent and Burris would have been an expansion draft, they would have chose Burris.
Yeah, they would have.
Yep.
But would they get him? That's the thing, you know, and nobody knew, and not even them. Come on, we all talked about Burris fitting in well in Ottawa because it was the only place that would take him, not because of anything really other than his contract demands. He demanded a lot of money, let's be clear here. You know, he wasn't gonna play for the kind of money that Hamilton was willing to pay him. And that's what made, you know, pushed him over the edge outside of, you know, Hamilton. I believe it was the money that he expected that caused him more of a problem with Austin than his play.
Uh-huh. Of course.
For sure.
Right? So,
and plus, that wasn't Austin's guy anyway. Austin Tyler.
Exactly.
That wasn't his guy.
Yeah, well, and the way you're saying that is quite clear. You know, new management moves in, they bring their own employees in.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's just natural.
Every sport.
Yeah, and every business, not just sport, business too,
yeah.
Man. Everybody wants their own people. Look at how many people John canned when he moved into his new position.
What you talking about?
just rattling your head, just kidding. Well, you know what, Kelly, you wanted to talk about a specific topic. We'll take a short break and we'll come back to that. We'll come back to what topic you want to talk about. But please give us a hint of what you want to talk about. And we'll, jump too soon, buddy. Boy. All right. Yeah, tell us what we're going to talk about when we come back from the break.
Okay, guys. You know, we've made a lot of presumptions and stuff like that, but up till now, that's all they are, is just speculation and presumptions about who is going to dominate each division and how the teams behind them will fall. Now, you know, I think it'd be a great thing on the eve of the very first game of the season just to get our official, standings in order and go on the record, quite frankly, put our picks out there on the line.
Will you keep track of that?
Sure, I can. Absolutely.
I have my hands full.
Yeah.
And by that I mean
absolutely,
with what I'm doing on the show here.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
So
I will definitely
when we
get
come
it
back.
Down.
We've got four of us in the group right now. I'm not sure. Christopher will probably show up. And I haven't received any Facebook messages, guys. If you have, Christopher's usually kind enough to relay messages. And all of a sudden I just noticed my Facebook isn't up. Where's my Facebook? Oh, there it is. Oh, here we go.
And see what's going on.
Here we go. Okay, I'm good. Anyway, so when we come back, we'll take a short break. And we'll rejoin John Granger, Kelly Bale, Mike Townsend and myself, Candid Frank. And we'll come back and we'll talk about the standings and how we see them finishing. Your guess is as good as mine. We'll be back in a few.
1, 2, 3. We're the Argo Cheerleaders, and you're listening to the Candid Frank Live Show. One, two, three. We're the Argo Cheerleaders, and you're listening to the Candid Frank Live Show.
Yay!
Woo.
Go, Frank.
Go, Frank.
Go, Frank.
Go, Frank.
There you go, Frank.
There you go. Thank you. You know what being down by 20 at halftime means? Sweet, diddly, jack, squat. Why? Because you can storm back. I know it, you know it, they know it. Tucked into their little beds tonight, they don't want to be haunted by you crossing that goal line. Well, it's time to give them a nightmare. And cross it.
Well, now, are you sure there's any fish in here at all? Because we haven't latched into one today yet.
Tired of sitting on the sidelines? Want to be part of the game?
Be official. Be radical.
The CFL is back and more radical than ever. The action never stops. It's hard-hitting, high-scoring football. Get in the game. Wear the attitude.
Go, go, go. Woo! Be official. Be radical. CFL football. Get in the game.
You having a little popcorn?
Hello, everyone. I'm Candid Frank Live and a member of the Argo Lifers, a fan supporter group of the Toronto Argonauts of the Canadian Football League. As a group, we have been dedicated to working hard at Argo games, screaming, yelling, and doing whatever it takes to distract the opposition in the CFL. Guess what? We have been noticed by many, including the Toronto Argonauts themselves. In fact, we have been noticed by you, the fans, as well. Even the players and coaches and all the Argo staff are pleased and appreciate our support. So much so that the season tickets are being offered to you, you, and you for next season for very close to half price. What do you have to do to share in this opportunity? Just use my name, Candid Frank Live Stanishi, when calling Argo sales rep Chris Andrioli at 416-341-2793. You heard it. Nearly half price from Chris Andreoli at 416-341-2793. Just say Candid Frank Live Stanishi sent you. That number again, 416-341-2793. I hope I'll be yelling next to you in 2014. Argos! Okay. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm not even going to bother trying to figure out what happened. But anyway, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I got booted out of my own show, if you can imagine.
It's Block Talk. Wow. Who's
fortunately, we were on a commercial, so, you know, you didn't know that. I got booted off. I was off for the last minute. It's saying, would you like to rejoin the show? I'm the one that originated it. Jeepers creepers. Well, it's all right. You guys can talk on. You guys could have carried on anyway without me. That was just fine. All right, I guess I'll start first. And now there's just to check, you know, because I want to make sure that I know that the team's in the league and stuff. We have, let's start on the West Coast over at Christopher's neck of the woods. You got your Lions. You got your two Alberta teams, the Stamps, the Esks. And, of course, you got the other two teams that love each other so much every year at least twice. And they are, of course, the Riders and the Bombers. So what order would I put these guys in? Well, I've said it before. I'm going to stick with what I said. And I'm going to say that the Lions will finish first, the Riders will finish second, and the Eskimos will finish third. The Stamps will finish fourth, and the Bombers, sadly, will finish fifth. Do you want to? We all do the West, and then we'll all do the East. What do you think, Kelly?
No. Go ahead. Go ahead and do the full league, Frank. And that
okay.
Way
the
I
East.
Can just all right. All right, so.
All right. Okay. In the East, we have those folks from Toronto, known as the Argos, with the fans that don't cheer loud enough, and when they do, people complain. Then we have the Owls. Then, of course, the Tigger Cats. Winnie the Pooh's favorite team. And then, of course, finally, the two-tone team, the Red Blacks. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to really go out on a limb and say that Hamilton will finish first.
Oh.
I've changed my opinion. I happen to think that if the preseason is any indication, you know, and I got to say this, Ray looked, I mean, he only threw about, what, 8 or 10 passes, and it was like he didn't even leave the field since last year. Looked great. I'm gonna say the Argos finished second. I would prefer them to finish third because then they'll win the Grey Cup for sure. And then, of course, I gotta put the Owls in third. And I'm sorry, Red Black fans, and, of course, Joe Appel and Jason Pottinger. If this is food for you guys to make the playoffs, it'll be great because it won't sadden me to know that the Red Blacks beat out any other Eastern Division team for the playoffs. But right now, that's the way I see it. Kelly, did I say it clearly enough? Do you understand where I stand?
You have Hamilton, Toronto, Montreal, and Ottawa?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, great. So I have you down in the West for BC, Saskatchewan, Edmonton, Calgary, and then Winnipeg rounding out the basement. And Hamilton, Toronto, Ottawa. Great.
Yeah. Who wants to go next? Mike, John?
Mike, you go ahead.
Okay. Well, how am I going to do it in the East? I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going to say Toronto first.
Ooh.
Montreal second.
Wow.
And here's my finger. Ottawa third, Hamilton fourth.
Why are you abandoning Hamilton to the extent that you are? Because that's pretty much topsy-turvy time.
I'm not abandoning them. I'm just I don't know, man. The Red Blacks to me for the two preseason games, they look pretty sharp, man. Right now, I think I would have them over Hamilton because of the quarterback situation.
Well, I agree with you in the sense that, Hamilton has a question mark at quarterback. He looked good. Caleros looked both good and not so good at varsity, right, John?
He looked really good to me. He looked really good to me. But too many broken bones right now in Hamilton. But I don't want to get into that. This is Mike's turn, so go ahead, Mike.
Okay.
Hey, but you know what, John? You just hit the nail on the head. Too many broken bones. Their offensive line, man, is horrible. It's horrible. And, you know, we have yet to see Zach Caleros as a full-time starter.
Yep.
That's where my question mark. That's where my question mark comes in with Hamilton. We know what Burns can do, and
we know what
Burns
Ray can do.
We know what Ray can do. Oh yeah, we know what Ray can do. But with Burns, I think Burns has found his number one go-to guy is Henry, and I think they're going to have a stellar year together. I think they're going to break some records.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Now my West. This is how I'm going to go. I'm still going to go with the green. I'm going with the green and white first. I'm going with BC second. And this is where it's going to get interesting. Edmonton third, Winnipeg fourth, Calgary fifth.
Whoa!
Winnipeg, Calgary.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
Wow.
Yep.
That's scary stuff, man.
And the reason I'm going with Edmonton because if that offensive line can hold up right to Stamps, you're going to see a lot of it. You're going to see a lot of it.
Well, there was There was an olive branch thrown by Ed Hervey. You remember I forgot his name now. The offensive lineman that took all the heat last year that Hervey wanted off the team.
Simeon Rotier.
Yes, Simeon, that's it.
Yes, his name.
And did
that's
you hear what he said? Did you hear what the GM Hervey said? He said Rotier's come back and he's come back ready to play, and I'm really glad the way he looks. He looks really good, and it was like a little bit of fence mending going on there.
That's good.
Oh, wow.
He needed to do that. Really. I mean, really, I've been questioning all season whether or not the Eskimos fired the right guys. And, you know, Hervey, that is pointed directly at Ed Hervey.
John, why don't you go next, and you can start either West or East at your own discretion.
Well, I'll start with the West first. I still truly believe that the combination and quarterback that they got in Calgary is going to probably end up having them finished at the top. I think Mitchell and Tate are a 1-2 punch that the rest of the league doesn't really have. I think either one of those guys can kind of take the lead, and the coach thinks that Mitchell won it out by narrow margin. So I'm taking Calgary first.
Wow.
I'm a toss-up when it comes to the rest at the bottom, but I'm looking at Saskatchewan probably holding off, and even with the amount of players that they lost, you can't go against that passion that they have there, and they kind of turn things around. They like to go on a long skid all the time, every season, even if they win a championship. They like to lose a few, more so now because of all these changes. I don't know if they're going to really be the riders that they're supposed to be probably until the fifth or sixth game. That I'm going to say about a lot of teams, but more so with these guys. But again, Saskatchewan number two, Edmonton number three, not because of Jones. I think Riley, to me, and those players are still, you know, the leftovers from the last 2 years. I think I really like the previous coach. I don't like to start naming names because they're no longer there, but like, I really like the fact that Riley, Mike, he's one of those leaders. And
they've got a great second quarterback, John, a quarterback that you and I both agree that could have been number one. You know, they're deep at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like them. Like I said, I like them. I like they're going to be an improved team this year. I think Edmonton fans have got something to look forward to and be happy about.
And me.
Unfortunately for Chris out in B.C., I'm looking at his team, followed by Edmonton in fourth.
You mean Winnipeg? You mean Winnipeg?
No.
Oh, sorry, Edmonton.
Yeah,
right.
In fourth, BC. So I got Calgary, Saskatchewan, Edmonton, BC, and Winnipeg finishing last. I just don't know if Kevin Glenn can carry them the entire season. I don't. I agree with a lot of analysts out there that Lule, if he comes back, it's a hard one. Two surgeries on a shoulder. I don't know.
Throwing shoulder to boot.
Yeah. I can't even imagine what that's like. And then having to go play. Never mind recover from that. So can Kevin do it the entire season? From what we saw in that preseason, again, there was a lot of tryouts. They have a good coaching staff there, and you know the GM knows what he's doing. So if he's got to make the changes early, he's probably going to pull the trigger on a few things because they got the big show and they got to perform. So they got that pressure on them. I just don't know if they're going to do it with one quarterback. You know, guys, no team can win in the CFL with just one quarterback. It's very rare.
Because quarterback position in the CFL it stirs the drink.
It's tantamount. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You can't win in the CFL without a good quarterback. In fact, even the best running backs make it easier for the quarterbacks. That just reinforces the idea.
If we think about history, no team with a substandard quarterback has ever won the Grey Cup. That's just a historical fact.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
You're talking about a 3-down league. That's the reason why a quarterback is so important. You know, we could make fun of Barnes that played for the Argos many years ago that shared in winning a Grey Cup in BC. But we all made fun of him. I heard fun made of him, and I repeated it. That you know he was the 5-yard passer, you know. But still, in BC, he took the team in the second half and won the Grey Cup.
Yeah,
sure he did. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about having a 1-2 punch here, okay, guys. We're talking about one. All these guys you're talking about are the second number punchers. So, Calgary right now, I see them as a strength. Ricky and Harris. In Toronto, only because Frank knows what Harris can really do. You know, Caleros came out of the blue because he outshined Harris, and Harris I thought really did well when he's given the ball
John Milanovic, and I do mean to interrupt you because you're making a great point, but I want to help you make your point, and the way I'm going to help you is say this: Milanovic made a decision to bring Caleros in because of the opponent he had that week. Wasn't because he was a better quarterback than Harris. It was because he lined up better against the opponent of that week. The thing is, he got given an opportunity and he ran with it. He just plain ran with it.
That's been Milanovic's theory since day one, and his MO is he's a situational guy, and he'll even pull Ricky Ray at times. And put in the backup. Like, I'm not just talking short yardage either. Sometimes he just sees a better fit for Caleros or Harris, and he'll just pull the trigger.
You're right. Yeah. And speaking of Scott, I'm really impressed with him. I mean, I'm really impressed. I'm really more impressed with Jim Barker.
John, before we jump into that, you're more than welcome to take that step. Let's finish the standings. And if you don't mind, Kelly, before you do yours, I have Bruce John Inch has sent me his. And if I can share them with you.
Eastern picks.
John didn't do his Eastern picks? Okay, go ahead. John, I apologize. Do your Eastern picks.
Yeah, no, we're just getting into that. So with Toronto, obviously, being number one, Montreal, number two. And I think I'm repeating Frank's picks, perhaps. Hamilton, number three. And Ottawa, number four.
Okay.
No, Frank finished Toronto at second. Sorry, yeah. I had Toronto at second,
and I had the Red Blacks in third and fourth.
Well, Toronto, Montreal, Hamilton, Ottawa.
But, John, all that matters is whether the Argos finish first, second, or third, they'll just win the Grey Cup anyway. It doesn't matter. They can do it from either position. They're not fussy that way.
I'd rather have the week rest. Ricky does well.
Didn't work
on that.
For us last year.
Well, yeah, you got me there. You got me there.
Didn't work for us last year. In fact, I love the way we won the Grey Cup.
Okay, here's the real reason. Now that I remembered, now you take me back to that week. Okay, those 2 weeks. The real reason for me and Margaret is the pocketbook. I got to go two road games or two games in a
week.
Yeah,
there you go. I knew there was it had to be a money factor. But I guess the point I was trying to make, John, is that every CFL team and every CFL organization and every fan dedicated to their team, there's nothing sweeter than just making the playoffs in third and then winning the Grey Cup. Nothing sweeter. I don't care.
You got to go to Montreal. You got to go wherever it is. You got to go.
I went, and I thought it was great.
Yeah, you can't miss out on stuff like that.
Nothing better than your team going on the road in the playoffs, in the East or West final, in Canada, in the Grey Cup, and winning that game and then going on to defeat the first-place team. How good did Hamilton feel? Now, of course, they paid the ultimate price. They ran into a brick wall, and they came back home with literally their tail between their legs.
No,
I don't even know if they had a tail by the time they came back.
No, come on. It's too early. It's Kelly's turn. I didn't mind. Let's not go there.
No, before Kelly, I got Bruce John Inch's turn. Here's Bruce John Inch's choices, and I'll help you.
Yeah, what are his choices?
He's living a pipe dream. He thinks Hamilton's going to finish first.
Okay.
And even worse, he's picking Montreal to finish second. Do you believe that?
There you go,
and
John.
And then Ottawa in front of – he's picking Toronto not to make the playoffs.
Oh, wow. It just shows you that, you know, what can I say?
But
what
I understand his logic. I understand his logic.
No, you can't. You know, logic never puts, Frank, let's talk about a little bit of logic. Sorry, Bruce, but you can't put Toronto with Ricky Ray, the number one pick quarterback player out of top 50 in the CFL. He's number one in your face, Bruce. So you pick him to finish last? That's not logic. That's just passion with a little bit of,
but you know what?
I'm sorry, Bruce, but you can't go all ditzy right now.
He can't defend himself.
No, I know, but I'm just going to take him for what he says. Even if he was here, Frank, you can't defend that. He picked number one out of his peers, out of top 50, and you're going to put this guy in the last after having a team like Toronto does, the coaching staff, the defense. We skunked them in the preseason. You know, come on. You know, you can't, even with some common sense, I know he's just doing that because he's a passionate Ticat fan, but we're making our yearly picks, and I don't want him to look like a fool at the end of the year. That's the only reason why I'm saying
that.
Sorry,
Bruce.
That's his
decision, John. That's my decision. Because I don't think my picks are guaranteed.
No, I expect a little bit. I expect third from him. I expect, you know, third, second. I don't expect him to say last. That's just like saying Argo suck. You know,
I think, John, your inner Argo is taking over here. And it's fighting.
No common sense,
outer,
Frank. I just say it the way it is, bro. I'm sorry. I just say it the way it is. And if that's what you call Argo-ism, then call it what it is. But that's just common sense.
No. What I'm saying is your defense your offense of the way he picked it, the order that he picked seems ludicrous. But I think a lot of that is if you weren't an Argo fan, you wouldn't care.
Well, I don't blame him for picking Hamilton number one. I don't blame him for that. That's
me
normal.
Either. Hamilton's number one. But you know what, John? This is what I like. You know, when you're a fan, and when you're a team, there's no better a position to be in than underdog. Not because you win, but because you won as the underdog. How awful must that feel? Like, you know, it really bothered me the way the Argos lost last year. We finished first. And we should have won that game here in Toronto. The first half was incredible. The second half, Frank, let me tell you,
I told you, like I told Mike with his truck breaking down, with every negative, there's a positive. The positive is that Toronto wouldn't have won in Saskatchewan. And because Toronto only goes to win Grey Cups, the fortunes would not have been there. It was Saskatchewan Rider Nation's fortune to have that one. They deserved it. They should have had it. They put all the money into it. They put all the players. So
they went over the
God
cap
bless
by
them
about
for
five
that.
Grand.
And I wouldn't have wanted to be in, because I would have been there. You know, I would have gone, and I would have been in Bill and Bill Howell and Liam go regardless. But in that situation, I've been to Regina, a Grey Cup, and I didn't have a good time with it. Okay, so
being one of 200 Ticat fans, in attendance must have been a real wonderful feeling. At least, you know, it limited the amount of people that were embarrassed from Hamilton after that game.
Yeah, Yeah. So when you say about you know, how much it hurts and you hate it and stuff, like I said, the blessing was is that Saskatchewan's was gonna win it no matter who was playing against them, Montreal, Toronto, or the Ticats. It was.
But
just
you know what,
hard.
John? But you know what, John? It's only the beginning of the year, and I agree with you that Hamilton's in deep doo doo right now. You know, by injury
are.
Stuff like
yeah,
that.
I feel bad for them.
But, John, you must admit, even though it's only 18 games, it's 18 weeks, and it's a tough 18 weeks that grows, and things change in those 18 weeks. There's a lot of changes that could happen. You know, maybe a reality might set in, you know, and John's right, and the Argos don't make the playoffs. I don't believe it. But, you know,
I'm just saying, John,
I'm not saying you said it. I'm saying you and I would be not happy with that outcome, you know. It may happen. You never know.
The only way that would happen, Frank, is if Ray went down. You know, if he went down.
Oh,
well,
he's done it before, John. He's done it the last 2 years.
No, this time, if have you been watching the preseason? I mean, you know, they got the front line blocking. Okay.
You did notice whose jersey I bought, right? You did notice.
Yeah, of course I did. Very nice.
Okay, there you go.
Let's hopefully the patches go on one of them anyway. Because you are the sponsor, are you not? You're a lifer. That's where the patches should go, is where the sponsors go. That's the reason why Steve Richardson, bravo, love your jersey, bud. That looks great. But yeah, I did notice that. Very nice jersey.
I haven't decided yet. And I haven't posted the pictures of what I did with my hat. I've gone nuts with my hat, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah, good, nice.
Oh, I've gone
nuts with my video.
Hat. What's that?
That's why we're making these picks, is because, you know, like Frankie said, a lot of things change, right? So that's why we're making these official picks right now and getting it down on paper. Maybe we can do a mid-season pick as well. But,
absolutely.
You know, before I start with my picks, let me just say that Stevie Myers, who I believe is a Red Blacks fan, has sent me his picks. And I'll just go through them quickly because I don't have any insight into why he picked
who he did. Before you mention his picks, and I want you to do that, he also sent me a message.
Bruce's West.
We haven't done Bruce's West yet. But Steve also mentioned that he felt it was inaccurate on my part to characterize Kevin Glenn as not being a poor sport and not whining publicly. He is right that there were mentions of him doing it on Twitter, but Kevin Glenn disagreed that he was the one that was doing it. And if anyone remembers, he claimed that it wasn't him. It was some hacker or some pretender to be him.
It was his wife. She picked
it
up off the kitchen table. Yeah, that's what happened, guys.
Well, but you can't blame him for that, right?
It affects her. No.
You can't blame him for that.
You can't even blame her, really. I mean, it affects her family, right?
Sure.
She's mad.
This is the Reimer situation all over again.
Right. So anyways, go ahead with Bruce's Western picks, Frank.
Yes, yes, I'm really glad to. And so we talked about the East, Hamilton, Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto out of the playoffs. and this is where he would inject, Argos suck. And this is where John would say, from the cup. So we've got in the West, BC, Saskatchewan, Calgary, Edmonton, and Winnipeg, Oski Wee Wee, he said, and I quote. You got those, Kelly? You got those?
Kelly? Lost Kelly?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we just lost Kelly. I just noticed he's gone, man. Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't drop you. You got dropped. Hey, listen, I left the show, and I host the darn thing, so, you know. People wonder why. Isn't that nice? He gets dropped.
Give me Bruce's West picks again.
I'll be more than glad to. As soon as I just give me a chance to dial Kelly so I can get him back in. BC, Saskatchewan. So he's going Cats, Western Cats, Gophers, Cowboys, Eskimos, Winnipeg.
Mm.
Hey, he's not answering, man. What's up with that? I'll try it again. I guess this is one of those nights, John, you're on the air with me, so all of a sudden Blog Talk Radio has got to act the way it always does. And
well, I don't know. I wasn't on those nights where you guys got that echo stuff. I missed that.
Well, that's somebody, that's simple. That's just somebody feeling a need to hear themselves talk.
Oh, I see.
That's all that is. And then all you do is you turn off everybody's mic one at a time, and then you find out who it is. And then they go, Frank turned off my mic. Yeah, because you have the sound too loud. And then they cry, and they go, oh, you didn't listen to me. And I didn't want to listen to your, hello, how are you?
Oh, okay. All
right? That's how that all.
I didn't think anybody did that anymore. Anyway.
John, you're a professional radio on-air person, you know. I mean, not everybody has the experience that you have.
Come on.
And speaking of experience, Kelly, how was that experience of leaving the group?
Not too bad. Can you call me back, Frank?
You want me to call you again?
Yeah, call me back. Well, I called back in, and that's how I got in the queue. But
I called you twice, and that's why. I'll call you. No worries. I got to turn you off first, though, buddy. I got to kick you out and then start over. Here we go, okay? There. Okay. So it's difficult at best because, we are on the Internet, and you see that? He didn't accept the call again. Yeah, he didn't accept the call.
You know when is a good time to play a song? Now. Now's a good time.
You think?
Yeah, I like a song now. Where's the Argo? I'm an Argo!
Oh, that's too long, John. I mean, I'd be more than glad to play it.
You can cut it off anytime you like. When you get Kelly back on, you say, we're back on.
Kelly,
back
are you back?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Saved by the Kelly.
Okay.
No,
we get Bruce's Western picks in?
Yeah, do you want me to repeat
couple
them
times,
for you, buddy?
Repeat them.
I'll repeat them for you, okay?
We're talking in
the West. BC, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Calgary, Edmonton, Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Okay,
so,
and we mentioned Stevie Myers' comment, and he even sent me a link, which confirms, I guess, what he said from the Sun. Kevin Glenn rips Red Blacks on Twitter, blames hackers. Okay, well, we get that. We get that. That's old news.
He's in the clear.
And I think you're right, and I think it's only fair to suggest that wives, I have one, usually they don't have to jump in and protect their husbands or feel the need to, but there are specific times when it seems like the bell gets rung that turns them loose, and this may have been one of those times that turned his wife loose, and I wouldn't blame Glenn's wife for getting ticked, because he really did throw his emotions behind joining the Red Blacks. I mean, none of us who heard that internet interview and that announcement that he was joining the Red Blacks, and to me he sounded genuinely excited, and mostly I guess because I got a team fund, team that I'm number one with, and don't you know what happened? The poor guy, and I say the poor guy, he's a freaking human being, for God's sake. He thinks he's going to be, he thinks he's finally got his team. You know, he's not the backup taking over for the number one. He is the number one. And as fate would have it, and luck would have it, the poor guy gets screwed. I mean, let's call a spade a spade, man. He got screwed. The situation, I'm not referring to Ottawa. Just life kicked him in the behind again, and he had a right to be upset, right? So and you know what?
Let's just take our hats off to the class that he showed. The tweets regardless kind of thing. He didn't actually, nobody ever saw him make any comments. So let's just
and anyone
take our
who
hats
knows
off to
knows
that.
He didn't. Hey, come on, Kelly.
Exactly.
Anyone who knows Kevin Glenn. This guy did not just run into bad luck here with the Ottawa Red Blacks. This isn't something that was new to him. This has been following him since he left frickin' Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
For sure. So, okay, go ahead with Stevie Myers' picks then?
No, Stevie didn't have any picks.
I've got him. You've got him.
You have him, right.
Him.
He didn't give me. He gave me you. I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned the thing. But he wanted, you know, he felt that we were misrepresenting the truth, and I'm with him. I'm okay with his opinion. It's all right. But we clarified the situation, right?
Well, my thing is just my own personal theory, and it's just, you know, it's there's been no news reports of that or anything, but you know, as it went down, I'm picturing things in my head, and that's exactly what I saw was, you know, who has access to his phone? You know what I mean? Like,
isn't
where
it easy?
His Twitter account lives.
Guys, isn't it easy to say, yeah, that football player's a jerk? Isn't it easy to do that? Sometimes it's a little more difficult, but more correct, to assume a person's innocence before jumping on their guilt without any fact to base it.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? You know, I think Kevin Glenn is a future Hall of Famer in the CFL. I know there's going to be a few people might argue that point with me. This is a class guy. This is a guy typical of CFL players. Humble, honest, hardworking guys who don't go through life thinking that anything's there for them for the taking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They earn everything they get. CFL players earn everything they get. And God bless him. He's a decent human being. And I hate hearing people say that he's some sort of, you know, that isn't the kind of guy he is. And if he did act that way, you know what? I'd have forgiven him because of what he went through. I mean, put yourself in his shoes. Review the facts of the case. Review the facts of the situation. This is a human being who's got a bad deal.
All they have to do is watch the live video when they called his name. He was so dang gonna have him. I thought he was gonna cry.
And he almost did.
Yeah, he was.
And
you could tell it was emotional.
He was so.
For sure.
He felt a giant weight come off his shoulders because he actually felt like he could be a number one in not only in substitution but in name as well. You know.
I think the other point here that Stevie Myers will appreciate is. And everybody can appreciate is Kevin Glenn is a man. If he made those statements, he would have owned up to it in a second.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
think he's the kind of guy that
man.
Would.
Yeah, yeah, for
and
sure.
And he'd buy everybody a coffee.
So. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Timmy's.
Or chai.
Or
chai. Okay. Well, let's put that to rest, guys. And let's move on to Stevie Myers' picks. He's got some good ones here. And like I say, I'm not 100% positive, but I believe Stevie is a Ottawa Red Blacks fan.
He sure is.
So just with that background, we got the West Division that we'll start with because that's kind of where most people went to start. We'll go number one, BC, number two, Calgary, number three, Saskatchewan, which he spelled wrong, Stevie.
How can you spell Saskatchewan wrong? It's only 400 letters in the name.
Yeah, and autocorrect, right? Anyways,
yeah.
Edmonton number four and Winnipeg rounding out the basement. That seems to be a consensus here. In the East Division, he's
except
got Hamilton number one. He's got his Red Blacks number two.
Good
he's
for him.
He's got Montreal number three. And he's got Toronto hanging out in the basement like Bruce. So what can we make of that?
He's the Red Blacks.
He's not here.
He's
yeah,
Red Blacks fan
for sure. Spoken
hey,
with
listen,
the heart.
I like this. I like
mind.
This. This works for me. Having all these wonderful.
For sure.
There's going to be so much crow. John and I are going to be serving up for people. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
I know. This is official, boys. This is official. Okay.
And
so,
by the way, I'm kidding. For goodness sake, I'm just being an Argo fan. Because it's what I'm supposed to. People complain like John, not John. When I say John, I mean Bruce John Ince. Hey, you're an Argo fan. I'm trying to be as neutral as I can be. But since you bring up the subject of where the teams are going to finish, as an Argo fan, I obviously agree with John. We're going to finish first and win the Grey Cup. There's just no other way to look at it.
Yeah. For sure, you got to go
sure,
with your heart.
As I'm
first.
Sure you look, at, each of us look at it the same way. I mean, you're not sitting here saying to yourself, Saskatchewan's going to suck.
Yeah, no. Well, wait till you hear my picks.
Okay. Oh God, maybe
here
I spoke
we go.
Out of turn, did I?
Kelly
finally.
Bale's picks in the West. Here we go. first place, Saskatchewan Roughriders. I just think that they're, you know, a quality organization. More than that, I do, you know, I do take pride in my picks, and therefore I try to use my head as much as possible, but my heart does creep into the equation. Now, that having
creep
said,
into the equation? Creep into the equation?
Well,
okay. I'm just having fun
BC.
With you, Kelly.
I'm going to pick BC in second place. I just think they're too strong of a team for Calgary, Edmonton, or Winnipeg to finish ahead of. Now, I'm going to pick the Eskimos as a surprise third place. I think, actually, Calgary and them will have identical records, but Edmonton will edge them in the season series. I think the Bombers will finish last, and that means Calgary is fourth. So mine's Saskatchewan, BC, Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg.
Gotcha.
Okay, now East Division, I'm going Hamilton Tiger Cats, number one. I'm going Davies Argos, number two.
How much did Bruce Jennings pay you?
No, that's just, you know, based mostly on last year and what I could muster from the changes that have occurred within the Eastern Division. Now, you know, I believe that a lot of what everybody said about Hamilton and the fact that they need time to gel, I believe that as well, but I can see them winning 12
games. It's a long season. They got lots of time to gel. They showed it last year. They can show it again. The only thing they don't have on their side this year is a surprise factor. That's all they don't have again on their side.
I'm going to go to Toronto, number two, and I believe they actually will represent the East in the Grey Cup this year. Even though I'm picking Hamilton number one, I think Toronto's going to exact some revenge for 2013 in the playoffs. And no thanks to
And that's not the only reason. The Argos are dying to play in well. The Argos are dying
for
to play
sure.
well.
Oh, for sure. And then I'm going to go with Ottawa. I've been really impressed with how prepared Coach Campbell is.
He's a great coach.
He is one of the most prepared individuals I've ever seen. He was, you know, kind of the guy I feared when we would face Calgary as opposed to their head coach in Huffer maybe even going back to when Chris Jones was there as the defensive coordinator. I always feared, what's Calgary's offense going to do against us? So I'm going to Ottawa. I think they got the guys, and I think Montreal's in trouble. So for that reason, Montreal fourth place. And those are my picks, guys,
well,
on the record.
I don't understand. You know, is Pop the problem? I mean, you know, I'm looking at Montreal, and I'm watching the way things are going, and this seems like, you know, Montreal 2014 all over again, or 2013 all over again.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's playing
like
that.
I don't know what the deal.
Well, the team looks just disconnected. Do you know what I mean?
Think
they
about
look
it, though,
disconnected.
Frank. Okay. Listen, Calvillo, Fleury, Richardson. The list goes on and on, guys. And these are key members of this football club.
Shea Emery.
Shea Emery, right. I just can't see losing four guys. Saskatchewan's lost, you know, three guys in Alex Hall, Weston Dressler, and Corey Seats, and people are, you know, sending them to Hades and saying, you know, like, oh, no way they're going to do good. Well, Montreal lost four extremely key
and
people
one of them,
in there.
And one was the quarterback.
Right, exactly. The best quarterback ever.
Stop. Stop, you're killing me. Don't say that. Ricky Ray's better than Calvillo. Come on.
No way.
I think you're forgetting perhaps he's not playing, but he's nurturing. He's there. He is walking Mitchell through this step by step like his personal trainer. So and with their GM, this guy doesn't drop the ball ever. Okay? I mean, bringing in Chad Johnson, I think, is an indirect genius move where it takes the attention away from what you guys are just talking about. Maybe they're weak links. And talking about the pressure on a new quarterback starting this year right off the bat and replacing an icon, you know, in Montreal. So I think he just did the best thing he could for the team by asking Chad to come on, and all the mics are going towards him rather than putting on the pressure on the new QBs, on the new players. I just can't count Montreal out ever. You know,
I don't think any of us are saying that Montreal's in the toilet yet. We're just saying that they seem to be circling the bowl a little bit.
Well,
and the other teams are better.
They didn't look
yeah.
that bad against the preseason in against Hamilton. You know, they didn't look that bad, guys. I mean, they did look a little bit sloppy against Ottawa, but I think it was more Ottawa. Ottawa is playing every game like it's their
But
great
John,
time.
Isn't that what it's all about? It's not
it
about
is.
How much you improve. It's whether you improve enough compared to everybody else.
Totally, Frank. Totally, and you know, it's the gel factor here. But I think it's a new franchise factor with Ottawa that's gonna. There's a different kind of a feeling, and it's not one that you know, you kind of conquer with winning games, because there's so much pressure, the attention. You're like superstars almost all over again. For some players and fresh players who are just trying to gel as a team together, it's a difficult process. And I just don't see them kind of – it's a struggle. I just don't see Ottawa doing that. Montreal is just too good. Their ownership is too good.
Let me try it a different way, John. Let me try it a different way when it comes to Montreal. We all agree that the key position in CFL is quarterback, right?
Yeah.
We all agree that Smith has the tools to be a great quarterback.
Yep.
I don't
right?
know about tools.
We all agree.
I think he's good. I mean, that Eastern semifinal in Guelph, that should have been theirs. Okay, that should have been theirs, and that's with a you know, a guy who went to the Grey Cup in Toronto, leading them on, and that was in Guelph, their home ground supposedly at that time, and they should have came out with that win. We all know it now. If we can go back and the interference calls are reviewable, challengeable, we would right now be looking at Montreal and Toronto, perhaps Montreal in the Grey Cup. Who knows? But, again, I can't count Montreal out. The way you guys are making it sound like, I know, Kelly, you said bottom, right? I have to say something. It's just like picking Toronto at the bottom. It's just I can't visualize Montreal ever being at the bottom.
I don't think any of us disagree with that, John. But everybody's now going on their gut feeling, which has to do with their perceived notion of the way things look at this moment. You know, a snapshot, John. We're not, nobody here is making a decision based on anything other than, well, let's see how things have gone recently. Like, all these decisions we're making
are
recent.
And what Kelly saw in the preseason game, right, Kelly? So,
I made my picks based on this, John, is I actually got a Rough Rider schedule from my Kinexus Credit Union about 3 months ago. And when the schedule came out, and I went through and I picked every game for the year, and I determined my standings that
Someone
way.
Needs a life.
You know, so that's how I went ahead and did it. And you know, if you join the CFL is pool tonight by going to our group there on Facebook and getting your picks in, you can do the same. You can pick all your picks. And you can see how it plays out. Do the math, and there you go. There you have your standings. So that's how I picked. But
because I love
my
brother Bruce John Inch so much, because I love him so much, the picks were easy for me. Whenever I saw Toronto, they win. Whenever I saw Hamilton, they lose.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask Mike. I wanted to ask Mike. Mike, and this goes back to what John was saying, and I don't disagree, John, that they brought in Chad Johnson as a bit of a distraction, but I think that's just one of the reasons. I think Jim Poff, ever since Trestman went to the NFL, and I said
it
before on the show, you know, he's had NFL fever, and he is a jealous individual. There is no doubt about that. I have it on the record from Scott Flory. He's a jealous guy, and he's had NFL fever. I just wanted to ask Mike. Mike, first, we saw Chad Johnson, and now we see Rice, Jerry Rice Jr. Do you agree that Pop's got a little bit of NFL fever and jealousy there?
Yes,
what about
yes,
Carter?
He does. Yes, he does.
What about
and,
Carter?
It all started with Carter, too. But you know what? It didn't start with Carter. I'm going to tell you where it started from. And y'all can go back to remember it. It started back with Jerry Payton.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. His
all
son.
These Hall of Fame, all these Hall of Famers.
Number 34, baby.
Yes, sir.
Low Phillips.
And when Jed Payton came to the Montreal Alouettes, he led the team in rushing, and I think he ended up signing with Toronto, and I think they released him or something. I can't remember what the deal was.
Yep. He came here for a short time.
Yep, he came there, but it all started with Jed Payton, and really, when I read that they signed Jay Wright's son, first thing I asked myself was why.
Right.
Why?
And what did you answer yourself?
I said, you know, why did you sign this guy? I mean, cause look at your depth at receiver. You are stacked. There was no reason for you to even bring this guy in.
Right. That's what I was
saying.
What you
gonna do? Keep him on a practice squad? I mean, come on. So he can be ready for next year. I mean, you're trying to get all these NFL for Hall of Famers kids on the team. I mean, I can see you,
Mike,
Deron Carter.
You're scaring me. Serge is going to have a heart attack. You know why?
I can see Deron Carter. I can see him. Because
you know, you're scaring me because now I'm starting to see, Mike, I'm going to interrupt you because you're causing me to have a heart attack here. I'm about to die here. No, seriously, because now I'm starting to see this Jim Pop getting fired after about 7 or 8 games.
Well, you know it's... my thing is with Montreal, what's going to hurt them, and I know they haven't finished making changes yet, but what's going to hurt Montreal really, guys, is when Troy Smith begins to struggle, who are you going to put in to replace him?
Nieswander.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, who are you going to put
think
in,
so.
In BC? You got nobody.
Nieswander isn't in the discussion. He's not even in the discussion, Frank. It's Alex Brink or who's the other guy that was fighting for the backup spot? It wasn't Nieswander, that's for sure. I don't know. Like, somebody check the roster. I don't think Nieswander is even an Alouette anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Marsh.
Yeah.
Tanner Marsh. That's who I was thinking of. That's right. Tanner Marsh.
Right.
They released Nieswander.
Or Alex Brink. And those are the two guys that'll be up for debate should Troy Smith not live up to expectations early this year.
And here's the here's the problem with a guy like Smith. This is a guy who's been successful wherever he's been. And the one thing that you don't do in the CFL, and the reason why there are people like Burris, Ray, Glenn, these guys understand that you never have a job forever. And until you understand that, I'm worried about Smith because the guy comes with a giant pedigree. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a guy where, you know, life has smiled on him on many occasions in many different ways. You know, how many players win a Heisman Trophy? This guy has every reason to be cocky. And in the CFL, when you start being cocky, see ya.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What have you done for me lately?
Yep.
Sure.
Rude awakening,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, comfort. Complacency.
There
is
no comfort zone. There is no comfort zone. If you're working hard every day and knowing that you could lose your job tomorrow, you're in your comfort zone in the CFL.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just didn't – the last preseason game, you know, to me, he wasn't comfortable in the pocket. And it's like when he scrambled to get out of the pocket to throw the ball – It wasn't there. I don't know if it was just because it was preseason or he was trying to see what he can get out of his receivers. But when you have a preseason game like that carries over to the beginning of the season, you know, it will kind of carry over. So I hope that these guys had a good practice this week and we can see what happens during the first game of the season.
It's funny that you say a good practice. You couldn't be more right, Mike. There is only one padded practice nowadays.
Yeah, you know. So I just hope that they had a good practice. I hope they had a good walkthrough and that everybody's kind of on pace or on the same page. I hope Chad Johnson's more comfortable with the playbook because they're going to look at him as a go-to guy, which that could be a mistake and it could be a good thing. It all depends on which Chad Johnson we're going to see, the hard worker or the lackadaisical come off the line, jog off the line.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah, superstar.
Yeah.
Hey, so, guys, do we have everybody's picks in, right? And don't you guys have some picks that some listeners messaged you guys? No? Like Tony Allen?
That was it for me anyways. Just got the two. I got the one from Bruce and the one from Stevie. And
well,
it
sounds like John got a message from Tony Allen. Why don't you share it with us, John?
Well, okay,
yeah.
I'll give you his picks. He's got Calgary, Saskatchewan, BC, Winnipeg, and Edmonton in the west. And in the east, he's got Hamilton, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal. I believe you got Steve Valkyr. He's got in the west, Calgary, BC, Saskatchewan, Winnipeg, and Edmonton. In the east, Toronto, Hamilton, Ottawa, Montreal. And then you guys got Kyle Krzyzewski. He's got BC, Saskatchewan, Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg. And then in the east, he's got Toronto, Ottawa, in second, Hamilton, and then Montreal. And then you got John Oak, who's got the Riders, Stamps, Lions, Eskimos, and Bombers. And in the east, he's got the Argos, Ticats, Red Blacks, and the Owls. And, he's got a Grey Cup prediction. Riders,
John,
and Argos. That's John Oak.
John, would you copy and paste those and Facebook them to me, all those fellas?
Boys, it's on your page. I'm reading it off your
perfect.
Page.
Perfect.
It's all
there,
you're
talking about CFL is.
That's right. So I'm just giving them a shout-out because you guys posted it
that's
you
great.
Might read it on the air. So Kevin Kingsley, by the way, he's got Argos, Red Blacks, Owls, and Ticats. I like that, Kevin, actually. You know, give Red Blacks some hope. We've got the Ticats left. In the west, he's got the Lions, Stamps, Eskimos, Bombers. And at the 102nd Grey Cup, he's got the Lions and the Argos. Oh, that's pretty nice, too. So, yeah, we got those picks out there, guys, that you promised fans that will be read out. And there you go. And Randy Christinger, faithful listeners listening, Kim Weaver's listening. We got Steve Richardson who's out there listening. And, you know, we got some new Argo lifers that joined us, Mitch Boyle, Jose Diaz, Gordon, forgive me, Gordon, I forgot your last name, but I'm sure he's going to join us a few more times that came out to the exhibition game. So all those guys are tuning in, and these guys, you guys promised them, so you got the calls out there right now with all the standings that fans so far have.
Oh, okay, well, we were doing the people who are here live first, and I got to say, thank you, John. Appreciate
no
it.
Worries. Thanks, John. And big ups to all the CFL ears that's listening. And can I say one thing? Can I answer one question, Frank, real quick? I'm looking on the page here, and Paulo, to answer your question about the CFL expanding to the States, it's going to happen, brother. Just wait and see.
Oh. Okay.
Time to put all that business stuff on the sideline. We got the season starting tomorrow.
We sure do.
If Fletcher Morgan's got the Ottawa, Toronto, Hamilton, Montreal, and Fletcher's got in the west, BC, Calgary, Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, Edmonton. So there you go, Fletcher.
Wow.
I like
that's
your
Fletcher.
Ottawa first in the east. Okay. Must be a Red Blacks fan.
Hard
no,
to believe.
This is a symptom of having a little kitty cat as your Facebook picture.
Ooh.
No worries, Fletcher. I love you.
There you go. Okay, guys, let's take another break. There's just four of us tonight. Last Monday we had 11 of us, and now there's only four. One of them is John, so that counts for like four or five people. Well, I'm thankful that you're here. We don't have 11.
That was an Italian Greek mixture of a hey. That's a good A, not a hey.
What you talking about?
Hey. No. That's all good. All good.
Tony Miss
Okay,
Sally.
We're gonna take a short break. We'll be back after this. Of course, you're listening to the Candid Frank Live, and of course, we discuss as always. The CFL is the best football in the world. There's no question about it. With us, of course, is John the Boat Logo Granger. I got to change it now. John, the Argo Boat Logo Argo Lifers Ranger, and of course, Kelly. no matter what, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are the best. And, of course, Mike sobbing broke down somewhere in the southern states, Townsend. And, of course, I'm Candid Frank. We're going to be back right after this short break. We'll see you on the other side. We've got about 25 minutes left. If you want to call, the number here is 714-242-5250. And if you would like to take part and you don't want to make a long-distance call, I'll call you. Just send me your number, and I'll give it a call. So we'll see you on the other side here. The CFL rules, baby.
Did you know in Canada we have no fair catch rule?
No fair catch?
No fair catch.
Holy mackerel.
Hopefully there's Aspen on the side with the medics.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
No fair catch? Injuries? I see some pain.
That could be kind of dangerous. I believe somebody would get killed like that.
You guys like it violent up there, huh?
CFL. We play by our own rules. Why do you think it takes you guys 4 downs to get 10 yards? We only need 3 up there.
Because we always make mistakes.
We're just kind of slow, you know, laid back. Got to get an extra down in before we can get our 10 yards.
Yeah, they give us one just in case.
I love 4 downs. First down, second down, third down, you know. Fourth down.
They're saying you're better than us.
They want the game to go slower, I guess, for the commercials.
Y'all are obviously better. Must be the long winters, maybe.
They have longer legs. Are they faster? Is there, you know, better gene pool?
In the CFL, the play clock is 20 seconds rather than 40.
20-second play clock. Quicker tempo.
Well, they better be a lot smarter men on the field then.
Yeah, man, the respiratory system needs to be in good shape.
That's pretty quick.
That doesn't sound very fair. It doesn't give them enough time. They barely have time to do it here.
God forbid there's a different defense.
Oh, boy, that's fast. I mean, you got to get it done.
I say 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I get them an extra 10 seconds.
20 seconds, you know, that would keep things moving and grooving.
You know, in the Canadian Football League, we have 12 guys instead of 11. What do you think, an extra man out there?
Of course. They all look good in their pants.
Ooh, can I take him home?
I think you can never have too many men in tight pants on a football field.
And we have unlimited motion in our backfield.
Wow.
You know?
A whole new realm of possibilities, huh?
And they're ready to go again in 20 seconds.
Where is this again?
That's interesting.
I may have to rest up a little.
Hey!
CFL, I got to watch it. Go Canada.
Talking about... Mike is trying to get some of the ladies to join us, and Donna Gale is,
I'm tired. I need to go to bed. I need my beauty sleep.
That's not what she said. She's just heading to bed, and it's a little too late, and it's a long day. And I wish the ladies would call. John's here. He'll protect them. Maybe he'll get Margaret to call. Maybe he'll get Margaret to call. Maybe that's what will happen. We can start there.
Yeah, I might have 2 minutes left.
There you go.
It's an early morning.
So we made all our picks. John helped us keep the promise. I wanted people to call in, and also they could make their picks on the CFL Is page. But between, anyway.
They're out there.
Kelly feels that he needs to wear elbow pads now.
Well, tonight I was just saying it's very comfortable in here with all this elbow room. You know, with 11 people in the room, you do feel like you got to kind of nudge your way in sometimes. But it's never a bad thing either.
No, I'm going to say it. Lesson learned, boys. Lesson learned. Okay. all friendliness aside, you know, lesson learned. Let's just say that. So let's carry on.
Okay.
What's next, Frank?
we've made the intelligent decision on who we think is going to finish first, who's going to finish last, and we won't bother talking about who's going to make the playoffs today. We can do that tomorrow or after tomorrow.
How about a score for tomorrow?
We did that.
So no, I didn't give a score. I didn't give a score. We said win.
Oh, well, you gave double digits, you said, right?
That was Mike saying, yeah, I said double digits. I didn't say 25-19.
Give your score.
Yeah.
I know you want to.
No, I'm just saying, how about we give a score? You know, those are the hard to predict. You know, what do you think? It's one thing to say, yeah, who's going to win, but, you know, let's see who gets the digits closest. That's what I like to look at, you know, because then you're really thinking it out. You're thinking about the defense. You're thinking about who's going to last, how it's going to turn, who's going to be amped up for, who might be nervous. You know, is it going to be high scoring? 32-21. Okay, that's yours. All right.
For the Argos, yep.
I'm in the 30s too with the Argos. I'm 34-16.
Margaret, I got 37-6 Argos.
Oh. Wow.
Yep.
Are you sure you're not an Argo fan?
No, Kelly might be onto something because if the defense might be surprising some guys, some people this year, the Argo. I wasn't expecting much. The defensive coach doesn't expect them to gel for at least four, five, six games. But I think these guys, Frank, I liked what I saw at Varsity. Okay. I don't know. I liked also what I saw in Winnipeg, but I didn't see a lot. Because I was having too much of a good time, but on the highlights, I liked what I saw. I like it better than what I saw last year. Let's put it that way.
And I didn't realize in talking to Tim Burke a little bit, I didn't realize that he was such a big soccer fan.
No kidding, eh?
Yeah, he roots for Germany.
Nice, I like that. Deutschland.
I said you're American. What are you saying?
Okay, what's he saying?
Who's that?
No, Burke. Frank's saying, what are you saying? So what's he saying? What do you mean? Why is he a German fan, Frank? Is this leading to something or what?
Family. Goes back to family.
Okay.
And the family that he's referring to loves the game of soccer. And it sounds to me like the ones that might be U.S. fans aren't members of his family.
Gotcha. Thanks for
he
the
has
side
a, he
note.
He has a familiar connection to the German team, and he likes their style of soccer. He's, you know, he's Tim Burke. He's the guy who appreciates, you know, talent and history of winning.
I appreciate sidetracked 10-bit information. That's good. I like that. This is one of those.
I mean, John, I watched the Uruguay Italy game, and for the first time in my life, I can say two things: a team actually took a bite out of the other team, literally. And second of all, it's nice to know that Uruguayans like eating Italian.
Oh, Frank. That's Frank. Oh, you know that movie
I've
Big, right?
I've had enough
right?
of that guy.
You know that
Suarez,
movie Big, right?
I mean, if that Suarez is allowed to continue to second round, I'm just going to boycott the World Cup from here. That's garbage.
They should replay the game. The
official
was a joke.
Oh, he was, for sure. Anyways, guys, I just reached Christopher on Facebook, and he'd like you to call his phone, Frank. He says Skype is not working tonight. So, yeah, we
he
can get
do that anytime.
In the last
he knows
15
that.
Minutes. For sure.
Yeah, let's
we
get
Chris's fix
in.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Telephone.
we'll call this portion of the show that Kelly invites Christopher Jones Show.
Awesome.
Let's see if he answers his phone.
John singing the Peter Diakowski song.
If it was John, we'd say he's making a sandwich, right, Kelly?
That's right.
Well, speaking of that, that reminds me. Good call, Frank. It's too late.
Hey, Chris.
Greetings.
And Sunday,
Christopher.
Fellow mates.
Didn't you guys miss me tonight?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, nobody sent me a message. Nobody said nothing. I've been sitting around here, forgot all about the show. I'd have been on from the beginning.
Dang.
I did.
Forgot all about the show. Come in with a
lobo.
Oh,
Christopher, I posted it on your wall, you silly bugger.
I my internet's been dying all night. I really haven't had any internet.
Yeah.
I go through the trouble of posting the show on some 40 sites. 40.
Thank you.
Of which
thank
you're
you.
One.
Evidently,
that's how special you are.
Frank, evidently not enough.
Evidently.
It's difficult
to
see it if I don't have internet.
Exactly.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah,
we need something from
you.
We
like
need
John?
Something from you.
What?
We need your Western and Eastern Division picks. This is earlier on the show. I'll just catch you up a little bit. Earlier on in the show, Frank called upon me to speak about what I wanted to do this show, and that is get everybody's official picks. We've talked about it before, but this is, you know, season eve. Let's get our official picks down on paper. And so we've been taking down everybody's picks. We got about 10, 13 guys in the mix now, and we'd like to hear who you think will represent what you think the standings will be in the West and the East divisions.
Okay.
Have you thought about that?
You mean at the end of the season?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, at the end of the season
don't need the predictions for the playoffs or the Grey Cup. We just how this season's going to end.
The season, the schedule will end. The standings will be at the end of the season.
Right.
BC, Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatchewan, Winnipeg.
Edmonton, Saskatchewan, Winnipeg. Okay. And
the East,
give me a second here
be...
and we'll pop. Oh, give me a sec here. I'm just writing these down, Chris. Winnipeg. Okay. Okay, go ahead with the East.
The East will be Hamilton, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto.
Hamilton, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto. Okay. Great.
You do realize that the CFL can't exist if the Argos don't make the playoffs.
Sure they can.
TV ratings go down the drain.
they haven't with the Maple Leafs.
That's because the Leafs don't have to make the playoffs for people to be interested.
And Chris, you're making that presumption because you're assuming that Ricky Ray will not finish the season healthy, right?
Absolutely not. I actually like Ricky Ray, and I hope he does make it through the whole season.
Oh,
I just don't think Toronto's able to do it.
All right, so you're making that prediction knowing that he's going to be healthy throughout the whole season. Number one out of 50 top-rated people in the CFL, picked by his peers.
Without question, he's the number one quarterback in the league.
We're
going to
put him at the basement with a coaching
staff.
Hang
on a second. He's not just the number one player in the league. He's the number one personality in the league.
Just want to throw it and make sure we're clear on it, so nobody says anything, backtracks and whatever.
I respect it. I put my picks out. Are you arguing or debating them or what?
I'm just asking. Is it a crime to ask? I mean,
no,
I'm
not at all.
Firing.
I just said Toronto's not going to make the playoffs.
Okay,
I'm not.
Saying, I'm
well, you
asking.
Seem to be.
You're making the wrong presumption, Chris. Forgive me. I won't ask you a question. All right, go ahead. Frank.
No, it's fine.
Let's carry on.
It sounds like
John,
what's happening here.
You know, John, you should be a tie cat fan. That way I could have two pussies argue all night.
Oh.
Well, Christopher, I got to go to bat for him here because he's not saying Toronto sucks. He's just saying Hamilton, Montreal, and Ottawa will perform better during the regular season. Not, you know, he didn't say that they would go 4-12 or
4-14.
You know what I mean?
No,
4-14 rather. Yeah.
No, I think everybody understands that.
See,
I think
listen,
John
guys,
understands
I can
that
see Toronto not finishing well if Ricky Ray doesn't play full season. I totally see. He's the leverage that keeps us.
Yeah.
In the game and gives us a lot of leverage. But and then it goes the opposite. If he is not there, you know, the wind is gone out of the sail. For me anyways, it's scary. So
my comment, John, is I hope that Ricky Ray finishes the season for him because I love him as a player. I think he's my favorite player in the league.
Right now.
But if we right now. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
He is.
I got you.
He's the most talented player, that, in my opinion, in the league right now.
And I bought his jersey. He better be
good. I just don't think he is enough to keep Toronto in the game.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I would agree with all you guys that I even thought at the beginning of the season, but again, Jim Barker and what I saw when he put
the
with the defense.
I agree with you, John.
I'm shocked. I'm a little bit surprised. I
was looking forward
practice.
To the Argos being in the toilet early and then recover.
Well, listen, not this fast. I mean, I didn't expect to see what I saw in Winnipeg. I really didn't. I thought Winnipeg, I would have put my money on Winnipeg on that game. You know, with
well,
O'Shea
you still got that
out.
Chance, John. We're in Winnipeg.
Well, not with Ricky in there and Chad in there and the full team in there. Winnipeg was playing their full team, and they were weak. So I'm just saying, guys, it's
but that's Winnipeg.
No argument.
I love one.
I mean, if you're going to beat up on a team, at least beat up on a real team.
Oh, come on. No. No, Chris, that's too hard. Not fair.
That's reality.
No, it's, you know what, it's going to be a reality in the West, but it's
I'll give you this, John. The Argos are going to have more wins than the Bombers.
Ouch.
We'll see.
Okay, well, maybe they won't, but that's
so
up to you.
Okay. I've been wrong so many times about the strike, about all these little things. Predictions I can't make, but I got to say, guys, if he's healthy, no way. Burke, I love what he's doing. I like the defense they're putting together. These players are not egotistical guys. It looks like they just know the formula on how to put a dressing room together. And
well,
I hear it from the players.
And Jim Popp doesn't, and Kent Austin doesn't. And,
no.
Well, all of those people
Jim Barker,
don't. So.
Okay.
He's not special.
Okay. All right. Good.
The defense the Argos are going to put out there this year is going to be better than the one they had last year.
Yeah.
Considering
anything was better than last year.
Exactly my point, which is exactly what I'm going to say, is that the Argos
are
pretty good with a crappy defense.
But not
last
year.
But look at what happened in Montreal. They had to fire their coach. They had no quarterback for three quarters of the season. They've got all their little ducks in a row, and I think they're going to do a lot better this year than they were last year, okay? And
so
Ottawa
losing to Ottawa was an aberration?
Strong. Yeah.
Losing to Ottawa was an aberration?
Well, I just said that they haven't got everything together yet. They're going to.
Which will
have more faith in Montreal than I do in Theo.
I
think
the
I've
beginning.
Been pretty good on my predictions over the last year. I think you guys, my track record's pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, Manasseh wouldn't agree with you.
Well, Manasseh never agrees with me.
Yeah, but he follows those records. That's the reason why I wish he was here, because I'd go to him with that. I don't follow that crap, so whatever.
Can I summarize the picks here, guys? I'm just looking at them, and we got 8 minutes left, and I'll just be real quick here, Frank. I'm going to tell you what the consensus is amongst these people here within the group.
No.
Hello?
We didn't lose them.
The connection just disconnected for a bit. But let me just say, the consensus in the West is first place tie between Saskatchewan and BC, and that suits me just fine because I think they'll both have identical records of 11-7 in the West. That means two first-place votes for Saskatchewan, two first-place votes for BC. John was the lone wolf with Calgary in the West coming out first. And then in the East, the consensus is Hamilton with three first-place votes, and Toronto just a tiny bit behind with Mike and John putting them in first place. Now, the bottoms, the consensus is Winnipeg in the West. We have... four people out of five. Mike did have Hamilton in the basement. Once again, for the same reason Christopher has Toronto in the basement is just that he thinks that the teams that, are better than that team. He doesn't have to hate Hamilton to put him in the basement. Somebody's got to be last. Anyways, and then in the East for first, in the West, or where am I here? East... for first, right? Is that where I'm at? Or no, last in the East, pardon me. Okay.
I turned off all our mics except yours.
Last in the East, the consensus is Ottawa with two votes, and there was a little bit of a
disparity there. We have one last place vote for Toronto, one last place vote for Montreal. So there you go. One last place for Hamilton as well. So the consensus is in, and take it away, Frank.
I have to turn my mic on first because I turned everybody's mic off except yours. So
can you post that, Kelly? Can you post everybody's picks? Can you post everybody's picks?
Yeah, I'll do that. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And I'll make sure
how many people
there
are that's picking? There's five of us, is there?
Just
in
five
here right
in the
now. There's
tonight.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are about eight other guys that have made their picks known on the CFL Is page, and I'm sure you've got some other guys on your page as well.
Yeah. So I was just wondering what the size of our group here was tonight. It's just five.
Just five of us. So
just five.
We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show, and Kelly has said so much. I want to shut him up for a second.
Yep.
I always say too much. I always say too much. So, you know, I like to shut myself up for a second. And I'm just going to use two words now, John Granger. And Mike Townsend, the quiet man in the group. Mike, say hello to Christopher. Mike, say hello to Christopher.
Hello, Michael.
Anyway, that's who's in the – you asked. I was being specific.
Yeah, I figured it all out there, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, and I was just kidding. Just having fun. So basically, Christopher, the season is upon us. How excited are you with the games that are coming up? And I guess we're going to do a show on Friday, Christopher. Is that your consensus?
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant idea. I mean, there's no game,
well,
so
if
why
there's
wouldn't
no
there
game
be a show?
On, yeah, well, just last
sure.
week was a joke. Last week was a joke.
I was at the game last week, so I don't know what your show was, but the week before was the BC preseason game on Friday night, and I missed half the game because I was paying attention to the show, and then I went to watch it on video and repeat, and TSN is not doing it anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to interfere. We don't want to interfere with anybody's game day experience.
Exactly.
You feel me? You know, that's what, like,
I do.
As much as it's about, Bruce, what do you think? Frank, I'm watching the game.
What game?
Last week. I'm making a joke again.
Oh.
I think
it's pretty
sad when you're doing a radio show and you say to a guy, but what's the point of talking about games that are being played?
Nothing. Zero. I agree with you.
It's a losing
problem. I agree with you. I would prefer not. I prefer to watch the game. Unfortunately,
yeah,
guys, I love you.
About it.
But I'd rather talk to you some other time. If there's a game on, I want to watch.
Hey, listen, as far as I'm concerned, the reality is that as easy as this looks to many people, it's a pain in the behind. It's hard work. And doing three shows a week is tough. But if you got guys, if the shows carry themselves for the most part, it makes life a lot sweeter and a lot better. But if you're doing a show on Friday and I got to do 2 hours alone, no, ain't going to happen.
No,
I
understand. It's not cool. No point in doing it. This Friday, there's no game. Let's have a show. We can dissect this Toronto-Winnipeg game. Oh, I'm definitely going to be there. We'll dissect this Toronto-Winnipeg game and have fun.
Mike is on the line, but perhaps you have him muted because he asked if we could hear him, and I can't.
But what I'll do is I'll mute him right now, and then I'll bring him back and see if that helps. Did that help, Mike? Matt,
no.
It's his signal.
I barely hear him.
That's not us. That's his signal.
Yeah.
Mike, that's
tower.
His signal. You sounded like
one
an alien,
minute.
Buddy. Yeah, one minute.
Minute warning.
Okay, listen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Christopher. I guess I should have, like, but I did. But then I guess if the internet's not working for you, it's not working all the way.
It's not working for me, you know.
Yeah.
I got a text or a phone call or something. I would have been there, guys. Sorry.
Okay.
My fault, my loss.
No, no worries. I don't mind all these specific ways to help everybody get on the show. You know, John, sometimes I force myself to interfere with his sandwich making.
And then, of course, now I've got this new one where Christopher's waiting for me to call him when the show's on because he can't remember.
Not at all. Not at all. Mike or Kelly or somebody else could take the reins on that one.
I'm
that would be good. I mean, for sure.
The show, just so you know, Christopher, the show's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 p.m. Western time.
Frank, throughout the history of this show in the last year and a half,
uh-huh.
And there's been the odd time where I didn't make it to the show, a daughter's wedding and a few other things. I've always given you a heads up at least 24 hours in advance saying I will not be on the show.
That
if you do not hear from me, I will be here. And if I'm not here, then something happened.
And obviously you did forget. And you know what? You had better things to do, and I'm not offended, and I don't think any of the guys here are offended.
Are you serious? I was sitting in a hammock playing Lux because I was bored because there was no Internet.
Lux Touch. Beautiful.
There was nothing to do.
You're welcome.
We'll fix that,
that
problem.
Yet, Frank?
We'll fix
you
that
gotta
problem.
Get it.
What's that?
Lux Touch. It's Risk on your iPhone.
A wrist on your iPhone?
It's the game Risk where you conquer the world.
Oh.
And Kelly introduced it to me, and I've got it on my iPad, and I was just...
I don't understand this. How could I be surprised that that would be your game?
Conquer the world.
Yeah, well...
Conquer the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you play with Manasseh, or...?
No, this is not... You can't do that.
I asked Manasseh
besides,
for his picks, too, so...
You know, there's certain things that matter with different games, and Risk is one of them. Monopoly is another one. Monopoly isn't right for a business game because there's no partnerships, because there's always one winner. There's not supposed to be one winner. There's supposed to be multiple winners. Everybody in the game should be able to win. Yes.
And only everybody else loses.
Yeah. I need a youth pastor. Does anybody know a youth pastor? No. Sorry.
I do.
I need one for a business venture I'm working on.
We have a couple at our church. You want me to get in touch with them?
Yeah, if they're good and they're open-minded, I'd love to talk to them. Give them my email address.
Okay. I'll talk to Father on Sunday.
Okay.
And by that, it'll be my father because he's long passed since December. So.
Well, yes, I understand that. But father as in Catholic father?
Mm-hmm.
So these aren't youth pastors, then they're youth coordinators.
Yes, pastors are of particular denomination, one of which is not Catholic.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm looking for somebody.
I could suffice.
Possibly. You just have to be able to convince somebody on camera that you are that. I can't.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. I don't know. I have a face for radio.
Yeah. I need a video of somebody talking.
Well, you can pick one up. I just did some talking on our page when your internet starts working.
Yeah. It would be nice.
I did one of those selfies in the washroom like all those politicians do, except I had clothes on.
Yeah, that was good, Frank. I watched it. It was entertaining. What were you... What were you fiddling with there, Frank? And I don't, I'm not going perverse here. I'm talking about the camera on your head and the thing on your wrist. What was that all about?
Okay. The camera on my head is controlled by the thing on my wrist. And on that wrist, I was looking at it because it shows you what the camera sees.
Awesome. That is so cool, man. I'd never even seen that until I watched your video.
And you can turn the camera on and off. Sony.
Like a smartwatch. Yeah.
Well, it's Wi-Fi connected. It's a TV screen on your wrist. And you can, I move my head. So I can manipulate. So when I do the interviews now, I used it for the first time this week.
Awesome.
I can interview. I brought it to the game, and all John could say was, no crotch such.
Was it... Is it Wi-Fi or Bluetooth connected?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
It's Wi-Fi.
I'm interested in finding out more information about that. So, when you're writing an email, just toss me some some model numbers or something, and I go do some research.
Oh, it's real simple. Just look for Sony, and it's basically a new camera that Sony's come out with. Basically, it's just their version of what's the name of the. You're into this stuff, Kelly. You know the big clunky thing that people put on their head to when they bike ride and when they sneeze.
GoPro.
Yeah.
I have one.
It's the Sony version of the GoPro.
Oh, okay. Is it called the Adrenaline?
I don't think so. But it comes with a wrist. It comes and the neat thing about this, I don't know what the GoPro does, but you can literally buy five cameras. You can run up to five cameras with this watch-like thing, which can pick whichever camera you want to show.
No way. So you can literally produce off of your wrist.
Exactly.
Wow. That is awesome, dude.
Yeah,
I couldn't buy it
out of the store. I went to the Sony store. They had none in stock. I went to another Sony store. I live in Mississauga, went to the one in Toronto, called the one, another one, I went to one in Oakville, and it was closed down, and you couldn't buy it. And my wife, and this is an intentional promotion of Air Miles. So I bought it through Air Miles with my wife's points, and they said I'd get it within 2-3 weeks. It showed up 2 days later on the Sunday.
Wow.
I bought it on Friday. It showed up on Sunday.
Cool.
And Sony couldn't source any of them.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's cute. It's actually the TSN cameraman that shoots here in Toronto for TSN. You know, all the stuff that you see during the games, after the games.
Yep.
You know, on TSN and stuff. He saw it and he looked at it. He grabbed it in his hand. He goes. And it was sort of like a 15-minute answer and, you know, question and answer thing with him. And he goes, da-da-da-da, and then I made my own little situation for holding it on my hat because it's a straw hat, right? I've actually modified it, and today I actually showed what I did in modification. You could see it. The point being that he was so impressed with it. He says, you just sold one. I said, well, I don't make them.
I don't own them.
So what good
is
it to me? You know, are you going to give me a finder's fee for you? You know, and he was totally impressed with it because he put it in his hand and Christopher, this thing is, let me grab it so that I can look at the size. It comes with a container that holds the camera so that you can't, so if it's raining, it's not a problem, right?
Say are you sure it's not called the Adrenaline?
I'm looking to see if it says anything like that. Where's the camera? Oh yeah, I was watching some stuff. Sony Wi-Fi HD Sony Splashproof Eximor Steady Shot. No, it doesn't give me any name other than. So this thing. It came with this rest attachment. It comes with, you can buy these, you know how it is with electronics and different stuff. You buy the same camera, but it comes with different versions of attachments, if you will.
Yeah.
And this one here comes with a case, the wristwatch thingy, and a couple of belt things where you can put them on and then you put a belt on your side of your head or on your head. Because this is different than the GoPro, right? It sets up and it points like a regular camera. And the GoPro's kind of sideways, I hope I'm not confusing people.
I know what you're saying. Is the lens is on the
wide
narrow
side.
Part.
Well, okay. Yeah, on mine. On mine, it has the same, for the sake of discussion, the same on balance, the same. It looks like just a smaller version than regular cameras, while the GoPro looks like somebody like the lens is coming out of the side of the camera, kind of.
What I'm looking at, it looks like a small camcorder, where the GoPro looks like a small SLR.
Yeah, I guess sure, and it is 1080. It's 1080. I'm going to tell you in a second. I think it's 1080-30 as opposed to 1080p. And what is it? It doesn't matter anyway. It's 5 megapixels, I think.
Uh-huh.
13.5 megapixels, sorry. And as I said, it's splash-proof. And the mic is outstanding. I get horny just listening to my voice.
That was too much information.
It's so bassy. It's so sexy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm looking at one here that kind of looks everything but doesn't have anything to do with a watch. So I don't know.
Well,
it's called an adrenaline junkie kit.
I don't know. This is a Sony. I don't know what the trade name for it is. I just know that it's a pretty good deal. Got it. For those of you that are interested, it's for under $400. It's
yeah.
Not that expensive. Halfway between $300 and $400. We got it with Air Miles, which worked out to about $200 worth of, like, we sacrificed about $200 worth of groceries, if I'm making any sense to anyone out there who has Air Miles.
Yes.
So I'm very happy with the deal. And I couldn't have got it otherwise.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
By the way, it's just me and you here. I think Mike's somewhere else.
Okay.
I think I hear him. He's trying to talk. There he is. You hear him?
Yeah, I do hear him trying to talk, but I can't hear a thing about it.
It just sounds like alien talk. Yeah, alien talk.
Yeah.
Well, is there something else you want to say before I hang up and go to bed? I'm having a
tough week
here. I'm killing myself, man. I'm wheelbarrowing clay.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Digging it and then wheelbarrowing it.
Well, somebody's got to do it. Might as well be the old guy.
Yeah. No kidding. And the old guy doesn't have any money, so he's stuck doing it.
I got a little dump truck that I use.
Good
little
for
Japanese
you, man.
Dump truck.
Oh, I know the
it's
type.
Really, yeah, those little white ones, the cab over.
Yeah.
I converted it into a dump truck, put the hydraulics into it, and put that, and then I've got a little excavator, and I just kind of, when I'm digging my clay, I just dump it in there and drive it away.
It's like a 4 foot by 4 foot bed, the dump stuff.
Yeah, it's about 4x6, but yeah.
Well, is it 4x6? Okay, yeah, no,
yeah.
I know the type. It looks kind of like an old pickup truck.
Well, they're right hand drive. They're out of Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked it up for about $4,000.
I had a guy who had one on a job site. Used to bring it always to the job site.
Yeah.
Cutest thing.
Yeah. I paid about $4,000 for this one, and then put $1,500 into making it a dump truck, and I've been using it for years.
Good for you. All right. Well, let's call it a night, Christopher. I'm sorry.
I'm disappointed.
If I'd known.
I forgot about it. I know. Kelly sent me a text message and saying, what are my picks? I want to get them in on the end of the show. And I went, show? Fuck the show! and went running. And said, get Frank to call me because I've got no internet. I've had no internet. I've been sitting around in the hammock.
There you go.
I would have loved to have been talking to you guys. Okay. Oh, African barking spiders.
There you go. That was my daughter.
Hey, buddy. Yeah,
talk
sure.
Talk to you later, bud.
Cheers.
Cheers to you, too. You've been listening to Candid Frank. The CFL is the best football in the world. Is anyone surprised? I'm not, and I apologize for the foul language and also, of course, the rude sound effects. But it is, after all, after midnight. Monday, Wednesday, and when there are no games on Friday as well, the show goes on the air from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time until we get to Eastern Savings, you know what I mean, before we get to EST. We're at EDT right now, and I hope to hear from you. We heard a lot of picks. We had almost 20 picks, sets of picks for who would finish where in the regular season. And to my surprise, people actually picked the Argos to not make the playoffs. I don't know who the heck they are, but they did. And, of course, some actually picked – I don't think anybody picked BC not to make the playoffs. But, yes, John picked BC not to make the playoffs, which to me is – I don't think so. No offense to John. BC will make the playoffs. The real question to me is which team will represent Alberta. That's the question that I will ask and respectfully wait till the end of the season to have that answer. Now, for those of you, and by the way, no promotional fees were offered to the Candid Frank Live Show because of our discussion about the Sony minicam that I will be wearing on my head during this CFL season, and also when I go to practices to do interviews. Now that I've fixed it all up, I can actually go and do that. Unfortunately, there is no practice for the Argonauts because they'll be on an airplane headed for Winnipeg to play the first game of the season, not only for the Argos and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and that being, of course, the Toronto Argos. It will also be the first game of this brand new, spanking new, they're going to open the season, that is correct, the Toronto Argos and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The 2014 CFL season begins in earnest tomorrow evening, I think 7:30 Winnipeg time, which is like 8:30 here. Join us on Friday. We will diagnose, offer up our opinion of what happened the night before, which will be tomorrow. And ladies, I know how hard it is to deal with us macho dudes who have nothing on you. Give us a call. And I'm referring especially to those ladies in the CFL is group, but not them alone. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. My name's Candid Frank. You've been listening to the Candid Frank. CFL is and will always be the best football in the world. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
The lines of scrimmage in the Canadian game are a yard apart rather than on the tips of the ball. How do you think that would affect play?
Hey, you know, the difference is, hey, NFL, we're like this, right?
Right.
Right here, you're going inside, boy, you're going to get it.
Right.
You're going
right.
Outside, I'm going with you, right?
Right.
Okay. But in ball, now I got to square up. I got to square up and look at you, right? And when you start to make a move, then I'm going to turn my hips, all right? You're going to go? I'm going to go. Go, 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 go.
Here you go. Ooh,
ooh. Get out of there. Get out of there.
You got it.
That's football Canadian style.
How you doing today, sir? Right on. You think the NFL going to three downs is a good idea? You like a 20-second play clock? No fair catch rule up there. A lot more scoring. CFL. Thanks a lot. Not getting much out of this guy. CFL. That's where the action is.
It's all about being Canadian, you know? I met Clemens one night, pinball, and there was about 10 of us, and he remembered everybody's name when he left. He said, Chris, see you later. Mark, see you later. Tim, see you later. And he remembered everybody's name. I was so taken back by that. I was like, you know, here's a person that doesn't have to know who you are, but chooses to because he knows, you know, you're important. It's about being a person. It's what you can do with it, not what you can get out of it. And I think that's good. That's what I like about the CFL.
There's an unwritten code in Hamilton. If you live by it, chances are you've replaced the last beer in a cooler. You don't talk during the national anthem. You believe that great things can come from a little room above a fruit stand. You know Mac is a university, not a computer. Your child's first words were Oski Wee Wee. You know a red hat looks good with black and gold, and understand that double blue only looks good on the police. You believe hot water isn't a necessity for the visitor's dressing room. You've hit every green light on Main Street twice. You believe there's a little general in all of us. You only wear your good hard hat to games. You know King Kong was more than an ape. He was a five-time All-Star. You've parked on somebody's lawn to catch a kickoff. You know that Porter is a quarterback, not a bellhop. You've worn a kilt to a football game. You understand that every once in a while you have to be the center. You believe a football team can outlast 22 prime ministers, 2 world wars, a great depression, and still give birth to a pearl. You've worn a garbage bag as a raincoat. You've never seen a fair catch. You pick a concession line not based on how long the line is, but how hot that cashier looks. You understand that Labor Day is more than an extra day off, and no matter what happens on the field, your season is a success if you beat the Argos. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white Leaside like snob. I like porno and Proline and books about porn. I got an average house with nice hardwood floors. My wife, my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested. No way. Now I gotta wear double blue and hit the subway downtown. Yeah, 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 yeah. I need football big on a really big field. No silicone cheerleaders. I want my chicks real. I'm an Argo. I fly to D.C. and hide all their weed. I go to Regina and say, how about that wheat? I'm an Argo. I'm an Argo. I park in Commonwealth and take Edmonton spaces while Edmonton people make Edmonton faces. I'm an Argo. I'm an Argo.
Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting, raving, and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they say that I'm wrong.
Nah.
I'm an Argo.
He's an Argo.
I'm an Argo.
He's such a big Argo. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get myself one of those Condridge Holloway mess jerseys circa 1982 with the midriff showing, just like those skanky Queen Street Lady Gaga wannabes, and walk right into Harbor 60, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. Yeah! And I'm going to talk about the Argos on the radio anytime I want, because unlike that 60-year-old from The Fan who wears sunglasses on TV, I actually go to the games. Okay! They can take their 20 years of boring people with their Dungeons & Dragons staff and have a great big 20-year-old cakewalk right in the middle of Yonge Street, and it won't make a lick of difference. You know why? Because we got the bombs. Yeah! We got Schultz, Dunnigan, frickin' Naylor, and frickin' Randorf. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get Bill Simons, Joel Kroll, Terry Greer, and frickin' Don Moen, and a giant case of Crown Royal, and we're gonna go right down! Hey, you know what, pal? You really are an Argo.
Just shut up and sing the song, pal. I'm an Argo!
He's an Argo!
I'm an Argo!
He's
a Argo! Hey! Argo! Oh, oh!
I'm an Argo, and I'm proud of it.
So many quarterbacks, we don't know what to do. Captain Glenn goes down, we got Porter too. Mark the Big Ten, he returned them all. Kick return, punt return, missed field goal. Arlen Bruce, reception left and right. He's gonna catch the ball if it's anywhere in sight. Put the style up, clutch as can be. Surpass 1,000 yards, Grand Prix. Don't forget about Mark Wade, Carter too. One hand, Maurice Mann.
Yeah! You know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do.
like cash, defense man, don't know what to do. Throw it up, kick it away, run, we got it too. No kick, defensive MVP, I'm jockey too. What the hell you gonna do? Easy bag, just gotta stay away. Joaquin Bradley, turn around and run away. Cole Smith, where the hell you gonna throw? Look back, see us dancing in your end zone.
Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. When I pulled off the lot, that's done. Yeah. Rapping my sound, when you see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down from the whip. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Argonauts, they don't stand a chance. Blue Bombers, screw that, man. Alouettes, they think they're big. Coming home with the ring. It's Tiger time, get out the way. Going hard, every day. Fuck the Argos, the Alouettes. It's Tiger Town, be the best. Go, Cats, go!
Rider pride, we've got that rider.